Meet the man who tells the same joke over and over.
Shut the hell up!
I want to make love to that grilled cheese sandwich.
Wait, hold on. Did you say penis?
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Well, well, well. Welcome to the day. It is Monday, November 11th. And don't you hate when, like, 1 minute it's Friday, then the next minute it's Monday?
Yes. How does that happen?
What the hell happened to Saturday and Sunday? I hope you had a good weekend. Well, it's over. It is Veterans Day, by the way, a very, very important day. And of course, all this morning, we'll be dotting our show with thoughts and concepts about what today is all about. Good morning, Gandhi.
Good morning.
Just now plugging in your headphones?
You know, I wasn't ready.
And good morning, Froggy. Welcome to Master Control in New York.
Good morning, Elvis.
Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning, Elvis.
So, okay, so we're missing Danielle, who's out for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But where's everyone else?
Where's Straight Nate?
Where's Straight Nate, the senior executive producer?
Where's producer Sam?
Where's Greg T? Does he work here anymore?
No.
No.
I know Diamond's here.
Diamond might not be here for much longer.
Why? What happened?
She realized something about chia seeds and your internal processes. So she's not ready for what those chia seeds have done to her.
Oh, honey. Do you have a fountain in your pants?
Yes.
All right. So, okay. So we need a song to play. You know, and you guys obviously were out Saturday, and you came up with a list of songs that are good to start the show with.
We thought we did.
What do you have?
So we have Kesha, We Are Who We Are.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it. What else you got? All right. So you guys went out Saturday, and you said, oh, we might as well just come up with a list. Because, you know, when it comes to 6 a.m. every weekday, we struggle to find a song to play.
Right.
And we're never prepared. But you guys came up with a list. What else was on the list?
Oh, we have Nicki Minaj, Super Bass, Tipsy, In the Air by Flo Rida.
These are great
Firework,
songs.
Katy Perry, London Bridge, Fergie, Sound of Freedom, Cheerleader, Hotel Room, Calabria, Say A.
Okay, well, other than London Bridge, it's all good.
So
where were you guys Saturday?
We went to the Greek for Lisa's birthday, Froggy's wife. It was her birthday. And you bought dinner, which was super nice of you.
I did.
Thank you.
Oh. Yeah.
You did?
Well, somebody did, and it wasn't me.
And then after that, we ended up at the Jane Hotel.
Yeah.
Which was a scary find.
Scary got us in VIP.
Oh, for once, Scary paid off.
Yeah.
You know what? You know that when Scary's around, there's always a bottle of booze with a sparkler in the
there
lid.
There actually was.
Yes. There were multiple bottles.
People drank it before we got there.
Yeah. Anyway, first caller of the day is Neil. We'll catch up with the weekend in a few moments. I have a few thoughts as well. Hello, Neil. Welcome to Monday. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing pretty good this morning. How y'all doing?
Lady, so you've had a rough couple of weeks, I hear, but you're saying that listening to our show makes your day, makes it a little better. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Every morning. I mean, everyone's got their problems, and, you know, life is going to happen, like you've been saying. And I found out the more you dread things, the worse it gets. You just have to have a positive attitude in everything you do in life, every aspect.
You're right.
You got to keep pushing.
You're right, Neil. You know, look, the universe is going to give you what it gives you. It's how you handle it is what makes the difference.
Yep.
I know. Look, some days suck, but we all know that. But some days, you know, butt sucking's kind of fun. Mom always said, no, I'm kidding. But look, Neil, whatever you're going through, I hope you're handling it like a champ. It sounds great it sounds like you are. You sound like you're in a good space. You're good.
Well, every Monday, people dread Monday, and I get it. It's the first day of the week. But I look at Monday as a new week to do better than you did last week. Always opportunity to do better every day.
Wow, Neil.
Like that.
Neil, that's hot. I love you. Would you come join our show as the new senior executive producer?
Oh.
We're letting Nate go.
Where's the contract?
All right, Neil, look, you have a great day. Thanks for starting our day off on the right foot, and we're going to send you an Elvis Duran Morning Show shirt. It's on the way, okay?
Yes, sir. Please ruin it for me, please.
We will. Thank you so much. And, don't forget, it's Veterans Day. It's a very important day for us.
Yes, sir.
All right. You have a good one, Neil. Hold on. He seems like a nice guy.
He does. He seems very happy.
How come you people can't be nice like Neil?
It's Monday.
Let's go around the room and get started. Scary. What's on your mind today?
Well, you always say you should always dress for how you're feeling, okay? And don't worry about what other people are saying.
I know in New York City it's going to be mild and 60 degrees today. I'm feeling kind of summer, so I brought out one of my summer t-shirts.
Oh.
And you said, why are you wearing a summer t-shirt today, Scary? I said, because I'm feeling summer today, Elvis. Right.
Feel summer, man.
How you feel?
Do you?
I'm feeling autumnal.
Thautumnal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thautumn.
All right, so you wear what you want, Scary.
Yes.
So, Gandhi, what's up with you?
I think I figured out a more responsible way to Irish exit a situation. So,
what happened?
You and I are both notorious for just leaving.
Yes.
And people get worried, and they're like, hey, where did they go? And usually it's Scary texting me an hour later, like, are you all right? What happened? So, we all went out, like we were just saying, on Saturday night. And when we got there, I was like, you know what? I'm about ready to go home. So, I looked at Froggy. I decided I was going to find the one responsible person that I could tell, but wouldn't be mean about it. So, I told Froggy, if you look up in 2 minutes and I'm gone, don't worry about me. Froggy goes, can I please come with you? Don't leave by yourself.
Can we all Irish exit together? Can
like,
we
yeah.
all be Irish tonight?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you guys had a great night.
We had a great night.
What's up with you, Frog?
You know, Elvis, yesterday, Lisa was lost in the city. And so she's trying to find her way around. And she says, I'm standing here. Do I go left or right? I don't know. I don't know which way you're facing. So we had a huge argument yesterday because I didn't know which way she was facing. We argue about the stupidest things sometimes. So if you argue with your significant other about something stupid, just let it go. I didn't let it go, and we're still arguing.
So she's on the phone with you?
Yeah.
Saying, which way do I turn?
Yeah.
And you have no idea where she is or what direction she's facing.
She told me what street she was on, but I don't know which way she's facing. So you could go left or right. I don't know. If you turned around, you go the other way. I don't know. She thought I was being smart.
Well, knowing Lisa, she was probably at Macy's. Just say, go to customer service.
Do I go left or right? I go, I don't know, but if you turn around, you'd go the other way.
Yeah, which way's the sun?
Look for the North Star.
It's kind of hard. I got to be honest. As complex as New York City is and can be,
right.
It really is easy to get around.
I agree with you.
It's so a grid, good. Except yeah. for the Village.
She was so mad at me.
Whoever designed the Village.
She's still mad.
Curse you.
Good. We'll get her on the phone.
She'll get over it.
Hey, let's get into your horoscopes with the one and only producer, Sam. All right, Sam, let's do it.
I want to do him with Froggy because I never get to stare at his handsome face.
Ooh.
He is a handsome man. Ooh. My Froggy.
Oh,
anyway, okay, let's go.
You first.
Oh,
Froggy.
I go first? Okay, yeah, Capricorn. Yeah. Hold on. If today's your birthday, you celebrate it with Leonardo DiCaprio and Demi Moore. Capricorn, there may be a power struggle between you and someone you know. Keep your guard up and always put yourself first. Your day, it's a 7.
Aquarius, make sure everything on your to-do list is taken care of so you can take some time for yourself. Don't let distractions get in the way. Your day's a 9.
Pisces, communication is key. Be sure to explain yourself thoroughly to avoid being misunderstood. Your day, it's an 8.
Aries, there's electricity in the air and it's fueling your motivation. Don't shy away from new opportunities. Rock that boat. Your day's a 10.
Taurus, don't let other people's opinions affect your mood. You will feel relieved when you only worry about yourself. Your day, it's a 9.
Gemini, you have the power to say and do what you want. Now is the time for adventure and opportunity. Your day's an 8.
Cancer, some new information may stop you in your tracks. Be patient and make sure to have all the facts. Your day, it's a 7.
Leo, don't tie yourself down with one commitment. You have an adventurous spirit. Use that to step out of your comfort zone and try something new. Your day's a 9.
Virgo, approach everything with a positive attitude, and you will be more inclined to be productive if you have this mindset. Your day, it's a 10.
Libra, be a leader rather than a follower. Dream big, and don't let people tell you how to live your life. Your day's a 7.
Scorpio, you may be feeling overwhelmed with the amount of work you have to do. Just take everything one task at a time, and you will get everything done. Your day, it's an 8.
And Sagittarius, take a mental health day. Eat your favorite food and watch your favorite movie. You deserve it. Your day is a 10. Sorry to all employers of Sagittarii. And those are your Monday morning horoscopes.
And there you go. Thank you. And Froggy, it's so good to have you here today.
Thank you. I love being
my
here.
My brother. From another mother. We think it's another mother.
We think.
Are you sure?
Let's get into the 3 things you need to know. Gandhi, what's going on?
The House impeachment investigation enters the public hearings phase this week. So State Department officials will be the first to appear Wednesday as the House considers whether or not to impeach President Trump. On Friday, the former Ukraine ambassador will testify. Records for cold could be broken in 148 cities this week.
What?
I know. The National Weather Service forecasting lows that would tie or break records. This is going to happen Tuesday through Thursday. So if you are in the Dakotas, the upper Midwest, and Wisconsin, brace yourself for single-digit temperatures or temps in the teens. Boo. Sorry, Scary, your summer shirt won't work there.
Damn it.
I know. And finally, it is Veterans Day. We've been talking about this. We all appreciate our vets and their service to our country. Different restaurants around the nation honoring them as well. So if you are a vet, you and your family could get specials at Buffalo Wild Wings, Red Robin, White Castle, Noodles & Company, Dunkin', Sizzler. I could go on and on. The list goes on. If
go
you
ahead.
Want it.
Read the entire list.
California Pizza Kitchen.
I'm kidding.
Cotton Patch Cafe. Okay. What I did, because we don't have it up at ElvisDuran.com yet, but I posted it in my Insta story, so you can swipe up and see all of them if you want to. And then as soon as Allie gets in, she'll post it.
You can always follow Gandhi at Baby Hot Sauce.
At Baby Hot Sauce. If you want those, they're there, and we'll get them up at Elvis Duran Show later.
All right, guys, ready for Monday?
Yeah.
All right, let's have a Monday.
What's up, Spazzy? Hey, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey there, it's Bebe Rexha.
And you're listening to Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
With more than 1,500 geographic regions and an automatic family tree builder, the Health Plus Ancestry Kit from 23andMe is the most comprehensive ancestry breakdown on the market. And get 50% off all November long on your order at 23andme.com/Elvis.
All right, well, Diamond isn't in here. She's out there answering the phones and doing her stuff. I got a warning for you.
Uh-huh.
Diamond is doing a detox.
Uh-oh.
And she's just, she's not right.
She's not. She came in and warned me about it first thing in the morning. She said, if you look up and don't see me, it's because I wasn't aware that chia seeds move things right through my body. And it's a CBD cleanse, so she's extra relaxed while she's pooping herself. It's good. It's a good combination.
She's extra relaxed while she's pooping herself.
Yes. But she's happy, I'm telling you.
Hey, I think we have a problem. It seems like it's this time every morning we talk about poo.
Ooh. Oh, do we?
Anyway, come here, Diamond. Why are you detoxing?
Good morning.
You see, if I got rid of all my toxins, I would have nothing left. I'm merely a mountain of toxins. So, okay, what made you decide to go on a cleanse? What is it you're doing?
Yeah, it's just a little cleanse, you know, to clean my stomach out a little bit. I've been like...
Are you building condos in there?
Too much starch and stuff like that. And I started eating dairy again, and I need to get off of that wave. It's not good for me right now. So... I thought that I would clean my body out, but clearly I'm going a little too far.
When did you start the cleanse?
Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night, I think. But it didn't do anything. There was nothing. It was just like, you know, whatever,
a
little gas,
days.
Whatever. But the chia seeds, I did not know that chia seeds, like, soaked in water.
Yeah, no, they
really make you go. I thought it was just like
chia seeds are fabulous for you.
I mean, like them.
They moisturize your innards.
Yeah, but I didn't know they're going to. Clean me out too. It's like, whoa. Yesterday was not a good time.
Hey, don't you remember those pills we used to take?
That wow.
They used to send them to them? They were called
pills.
It was Oh Wow, I thought.
Oh, was it Oh Wow? I don't know.
It Wow?
I never had Wow in it because it'd make you say Wow when you sat down.
You would take these pills and then all of a sudden you'd be like, whoa.
And
they should have named them Whoa.
Oh no.
And you would be sitting there doing your business and you would say the word like, oh wow. And then that's why they call them that.
It's like a slip and slide in there?
Yeah. Anyway, well, happy detox. How many days are you doing this?
As long as I don't know.
Well, no,
it's like a package full of like little tea packets, right? So like you're supposed to take two a day.
Right. And you're
so
not
just
eating.
Until it's done. You're... I can eat regular food. It's fine.
You can't? That doesn't make sense to me.
I said that I wouldn't, like, I would clean my body out of, like, the grains and the stuff like that and, like, starch.
Okay. Right.
But, you know, I have a whole wheat pita bread over there because my stomach can't take anything.
All right. Well, good luck. So anyway,
she's retoxing and detoxing all at the same time.
Yes. You know, as some construction trucks will say on the back, do not follow closely.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Diamond. Thank you. Diamond, everyone, on
love
the
you,
detox.
Diamond.
Everyone had a good weekend?
I had a great weekend.
Yeah, me too.
We celebrated Froggy's wife's birthday. That was really fun.
Right.
We got to party in VIP with Scary. That was really fun. It was a good time.
So you guys went to the Greek. It's one of my favorite restaurants.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
I brought my leftovers, and then I took them to the club.
She did.
See, only Gandhi can get away with that. You took leftovers to the club.
Yes, I did.
They're playing Will I Am and Flo Rida's in the air. Everybody's putting their hands up, and Gandhi's holding their leftovers up. I'm like, Gandhi, what are you
good
doing?
For you.
Oh, I wasn't going to put them down either. People aren't touching my leftovers, so I held them all night.
Well, I had I had an interesting Saturday night.
What did you do?
I'm going to talk about it in a little bit.
Oh.
And we went to see a magic show yesterday, a psychological magic show.
Oh.
This guy, his name is Darren Brown, D-E-R-R-E-N Brown. He's British. He's doing a limited engagement on Broadway. Are you looking him up?
Yes.
D-E-R-R-E-N Brown. As a matter of fact, I think he has a special on Netflix.
Okay.
The name of his show is Secret. And I will tell you, I will do as he requested. I'm not going to say anything that we saw.
Damn it.
Other than he is extremely talented, and he gets into your head, and he's very, very, very charming. He's a great guy.
Oh, that makes me want to go see it. We, you know, we all went to that Speakeasy Magic one time, and one of the people is a mentalist. So he gets into your head, too, mm-hmm. and it was so unnerving, the things that he was doing and saying. Mm-hmm. Like, how? How are you there? I need answers.
They're good at it. Anyway, so Derren Brown, do a search. D-E-R-R-E-N Brown. He's great.
He looks like a mentalist.
Straight Nate, you're being very quiet. How was your weekend?
He was okay. I'm without a phone good. Right now.
Why?
Because I tried to transfer from one phone to another, and then it wouldn't transfer. So I have no service, so I'm reliant on Wi-Fi. I can't make phone calls. So it was kind of a relaxing weekend, the fact that I didn't have my phone and you know, couldn't do anything with it.
There you go.
It was nice.
When did you start this transfer?
I started it on Saturday afternoon, and it wouldn't let me. And oddly enough, I figured, oh, I'll do it on a Saturday when I have all sorts of time.
Right.
I tried to call the helpline. They're only open Monday through Friday.
Oh. What?
9 a.m. Mountain Time. Like, who's based in Mountain Time?
Who is that? What company is that?
Verizon.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Did you try to hate tweet? Usually hate tweets work.
I was going to, but I couldn't tweet because I couldn't.
I love that, Gandhi. Usually hate tweets work.
A lot of times. When a company's not getting back to me, I'm like, oh, really? I will at you. Don't doubt that I will at you.
You know what? That usually gets their attention.
It does.
It usually gets their
it
attention.
It really does.
Let's see. I think I was only pissed off by one person on social media this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it or no?
No, she was just stupid. But but I think that's good. Usually it's like five or six people who piss me off. But this weekend it was only one person.
Right.
People were busy.
You know, sometimes there's a thin, I realize there's a thin line between people who are mean and people who are just stupid.
I think she was on the stupid side.
She's just stupid.
Oh.
There you go. It feels great calling someone stupid.
I know. You just want to write underneath hashtag stupid.
But what she said was stupid. So
and what she said was just stupid.
Okay.
Anyway, so listen, on a serious note, Danielle is out again for several more days. Her father did pass away, and she's doing great, by the way, if you're wondering. Yeah, we are keeping up with her, but we're also giving her space. But did you talk to her yesterday, Frog?
Yes.
Yeah, she's okay?
She's doing really, really well. All things considered, very well.
You know, and I said this the other day, but with the passing of her father, Roy, you really, truly now see the definition of what a great family is all about. They are truly amazing. And it's because of, in part, because of him, you know.
I know this is radio, but she sent me a picture last night from 2013.
There you are.
And Sheldon and her father. And I have not seen that picture since 2013.
Where was that?
That is at Bobby Flay's restaurant in Times Square.
Wow.
That is no longer open, by the way.
Yeah, Bar American.
Yep.
Anyway, let's get into the feel goods. It's all producer Sam.
All right. So in honor of Veterans Day, I wanted to feature this sweet story coming out of San Antonio. So thanks to an extremely generous New Yorker named Lisa Ludwig, a Purple Heart, which was awarded to Robert G. Cole 75 years ago, was given to the school, which was actually named after him. So we don't know how it disappeared or how it got all the way over here, but Lisa was at a gun show when she randomly stumbled across the heart, decided it was important to purchase, tracked down the school's alumni association, and asked if she would be allowed to donate it, which was so sweet of her. There was a whole ceremony on Friday welcoming the Purple Heart. Lieutenant Cole led a battalion that parachuted into Normandy during D-Day operations, and he was killed in action. So I'm so glad that the school has that Purple Heart. Thank you to Lisa. Thank you, Lieutenant Cole. And thank you to anyone and anyone who has a family member who has served. We are thinking about you today. And if you have a story that deserves to be featured, email me, sam@elvisduran.com. Subject line, feel good.
Is this conversation really going to keep the listeners thrilled?
Yes.
Yeah. Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Oh, hello. Hi. How was your weekend? Good?
Good.
Did you have any tacos? Did you have a taco this weekend?
I had a taco last night.
Taco Bell. I love Taco Bell. I mean, you need that taco. You need it now. Mm-hmm. Taco Bell is the fastest.
Done.
The best way to do it. And now they have the double chalupa. It's back at Taco Bell. Bless you.
Double chalupa.
The double chalupa is back at Taco Bell. It's a crunchy shell filled with double the beef and warm nacho cheese sauce. And it comes in the double chalupa box. I love these. It's like the Taco Bell bento boxes.
Yeah, I love them.
The double chalupa box, you get a double chalupa plus one crunchy taco, cinnamon twists, and a medium drink all in one box. So go on in today for lunch, maybe. Good idea. The double chalupa box for a limited time at Taco Bell.
Hey, good morning, you crazy monkeys.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
So what's Elizabeth up to?
Oh, you should hear.
I can't hear you. What?
Well, she'll tell you. It's quite the tale.
Okay. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. But Nate says you have an interesting story you want to share with the class. What's going on?
Yeah, so I think Mercury is in full retrograde for sure.
Okay.
Uh-huh. About 4 months ago, I broke my arm riding my horse in half. Oh. So that was really interesting and fun.
Wait, you rode your horse what?
I was riding my horse about 4 months ago, and he just took off. I fell off, and I broke my arm in half.
You broke it in half? Meaning it just fell off?
No, but, like, my humerus was, like not together anymore. So, basically, the top half and the bottom half were just floating. It
wasn't. Okay. So, a horse injury. Okay, that was several months ago, you said.
Yes. Yep.
And so,
and then yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, something else
happened. I'm nervous about riding, and I don't want to ride because I fell, and I'm still really nervous about it. Yeah. And everything was fine. I was trotting. He was happy. Out of nowhere, he just takes off, does the biggest buck anyone's ever seen him do, and it just goes flying off and lands straight on my head, like flip over my head, and now I have a huge bruise on my eye. My whole face is swollen. Looked like I got beat up by the other guy.
Oh, no.
So maybe it's the horse. Right. Is this the same horse that you fell off of months ago and broke your arm?
Yeah, same horse. He's my horse. Yep.
What is the name of this horse?
You're going to love this. His name is El Patron.
Ah.
Now, can you teach a horse to stop being such an asshole? I mean, can you look a horse in the eye and go, you're being a total douchebag? Can you talk to a horse like that?
I did. I did talk to him yesterday. I'm like, I'm not going to give you a mint until later tonight.
Oh, wow. You're going to show him.
So, okay, but as far as Mercury and retrograde, I thought that was more of a technical thing.
Yeah. Where,
it is, but it's also Mercury today is doing something interesting in passing between the Sun and Earth.
Yes.
Apparently it happens 13 times in a century, so people are really excited about it. 720, you'll be able to see.
So you think El Patron bucked you because Mercury is passing in front of the Sun today?
I mean, what else caused that? I mean, it was like totally random. I have the video. It's insane.
Oh, I would love to see the video.
I would too.
I could text it.
Yeah, text that to me. Well, look, Elizabeth, I'm sorry that El Patron bucked you, as they say, and you fell on your head.
Oof. Yeah, it's all okay. CT scan shows nothing really terrible happened. Just not a concussion.
There you go. Okay. But at the end of the day, horses are the most majestic, wonderful creatures, aren't they?
They're beautiful.
Yes. He's amazing. I love it. I won't stop.
All right. Well, good luck. Tell El Patron we said, hey, yo, what's up?
I definitely will. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Send me the video on social media. I can't. We can't see video on text for some reason, okay?
Okay, perfect. I'll send it to you via Instagram.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Have a good day. And stay safe. I mean, can you imagine your horse? Oh, my horse bucked me again.
No. And Nate still thinks he could just hop on a horse and gallop away.
I really do. I'm sorry.
You really shouldn't. Actually, to be honest, it's reckless to get on a horse without knowing what you're doing because you could hurt the horse as well.
I get that. And I would feel for the horse. But I feel like I would be one with the horse because all you do is like...
Oh, that's all you do?
That's not all you do. That has nothing to do with it.
They do that in every show I've ever seen where they ride a horse.
That's not how you ride a horse.
But what does... Okay, because you're a horse person. What does that do?
There are some horses that... I don't know. It's like telling your dog, come on. I mean, it's the same thing. I tell you what. They have stables and horses to ride in Central Park. I will take you there, and we'll go for a gallop.
All right.
Oh, my God. Can I please come and watch?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
Let's do a morning show outing.
I would love that. I'll school you on my horse.
You know what would make me laugh? Scary on a horse. No. Scary is awkward in a car.
That would not be very fun.
No. Scary on a horse.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, he already fell on a dolphin.
Oh, my God. I can't. Every time you guys talk about him falling on a baby dolphin, even though I shouldn't laugh as hard as I do because it's horrible.
He did. He fell on a baby dolphin.
I didn't even know that was possible.
The dolphin's like, whoa.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. They tell stories about the land mammal that landed on them. I know they do.
Scary is our big, awkward land mammal. All right. Danielle out today, of course. She'll be back in a couple of days. But until then, Gandhi's keeping us informed with the Danielle report. What do you have today?
Oh, Danielle, we miss you. Okay, Oprah's Favorite Things gift guide came out, and we all know there's always ridiculous stuff on there. So this year, you can get an $850 espresso machine, you can get a $195 lighted makeup mirror, a smart dog collar, and one of the cheaper items, a 6-ounce bottle of hot sauce that's only $35. That's ridiculous. $35 for hot sauce? I'm not going to do that. The Stephen King movie, Dr. Sleep, came out this weekend, and apparently it was a giant dud. It only made $14.1 million. That's half of what it was expected to, but it was enough to be second place midway. The movie Nate said looked like absolute garbage.
It looks awful.
Came really? In at number one.
Really?
It looks terrible. I'm sorry. It really looks bad. I haven't seen it, so that's just my trailer review.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, it was a trailer review.
Yes. Yes. He said, God awful. I'm a World War II buff, and I don't like it. Yeah. All right. Kanye West thinking about changing his name to Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West. Yes. So you will have to refer to him as that.
I get it. I get it.
If you want to. He also dropped his new video for Follow God. So if you like Kanye, you might be having to call him something different. Miley Cyrus had vocal cord surgery, and her recovery is going to include weeks of silence. I feel like this is my opportunity, guys. I can just slide right in there and do all the things that she did.
She can write down what she wants to say on a pad, yep. And you will read them.
And I will read it, no matter what she
says. In her voice.
In her voice. Hey, guys, it's Miley Cyrus. Sorry, I got to be quiet right now. I think it'll go well.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Pat Sajak undergoing surgery as well, so Vanna White is taking over the hosting duties for him.
And people are just bent out of shape about this.
I think it's really cool. I'm excited to finally hear from Vanna.
Vanna, by the way, is a beautiful, wonderful human being. We met her at some event not too long ago, and she's just so nice.
She seems like a great person.
But people are pissed off.
Why? What? It makes total sense. It's Vanna White. She's been there.
Brody, you read that article. Why are people mad that Vanna White's going to take over for Pat Sajak?
Well, because she's, you know, the woman in the background. She's not supposed to talk.
Oh, come on.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying people are saying that they should get a host. She's not a host.
Oh, wow.
Whatever. She's been there since in the beginning. She should do it.
Absolutely. And I watched that show, and she's talked much more recently. They've kind of incorporated her more into the show. She'll be fine. She's going to do it. But people are very upset that Vanna White's hosting. A man is suing Madonna because he says he spent $1,000 on tickets, and then he couldn't go because he's elderly, and she started 2 hours late. So it ruined his whole schedule. How dare you start 2 hours late? So she is getting sued by this man. I kind of understand it. He had a whole plan. She was supposed to take the stage at 8:30. Didn't come on until 10:30.
She's never on time.
Yeah,
by the way, if you think about it, Nate is the Vanna White of our show. Anyway, back to you.
Okay.
Explain that.
Hollywood's Bleeding by Post Malone back at number one on the Billboard charts. Fresh Off the Boat is ending after this season. The Soup is coming back to E! With a new host. And Billie Eilish fans can earn free tickets to her tour if you're willing to help fight climate change. She's doing a bunch of really cool things at her show. She's going to have an eco village. She says there will be no plastic straws allowed. Fans are going to bring their own water bottles. There will be recycle bins everywhere. If you want more information, she teamed up with Global Citizen to offer these tickets. So you can go to their website and see it for yourself. Tonight on TV, we have Monday Night Football. 49ers host the Seahawks. Dancing with the Stars at 8 o'clock. Joey Fatone and Emma Baby Spice Button are the guest judges because they're having a boy band and girl group night. And The Voice on at 8 o'clock tonight as well.
Thank you, Gandhi.
You're very welcome.
Hey, so people are texting in saying they saw Midway and said it was really good.
Oh, Nate.
That was one person.
Well, I know, one person. Nate, be nice.
Come on, Elvis.
Be nice.
Nate's trailer review, 0 stars.
So Saturday morning, went out and had breakfast with Froggy and Lisa. It's so good. It's great having you guys here in New York City.
We really enjoyed breakfast. It was great.
They said that, actually. I saw them later, and they're like, we had the greatest breakfast today with Elvis.
We had a great time. Yeah. I'm going to tell the story before Wendy Williams tells it on her show today. Because she actually posted on her social media saying, I can't wait to tell you about what we did Saturday night.
Oh.
I'll tell you first. So we all gathered at Dr. Oz's house. Dr. Oz and Lisa Oz have a house over in New Jersey. We all went for dinner. It was Wendy and me and Alex and Dr. Oz and Lisa and some other friends of ours, and Wendy, and Joy Behar. Like, who knows where that came from?
Anyway, like this combination of people.
It was just a wild mix of people. It was great. And the Oz's are the best hosts in the world. Rosanna Scotto was there. I mean, a lot of us were there. So we're sitting around the table, and what Dr. Oz does, I'm gonna steal this trick from him. He brings out a sheet of paper with thought starters. So rather than people just having dinner and talking and whatever, he'll bring up a thought and then and kind of host the show, and you'll go around the table and talk about what you feel about, you know, different topics of the day and whatever. It was just fascinating. It was great.
Do you have any examples of these thoughts, or is it like a secret because it's his?
No, he sent them to me.
Hold on. That is a good idea. Because there's so many times when you are at a dinner party and, like we said, you're just talking to the person that's next to you versus enjoying people maybe you didn't know before. And that's a good way to get everyone involved.
Well, we were drinking a lot. And thought starters he brought up at the table was the question is, what is your superpower?
Oh.
Mine was a sexual act. I'm not going to say the words.
Oh, no, I'm so interested.
But you told him this at dinner?
Yes.
Can you give me a hand signal?
And some people at the table were offended I said that.
No really? Way.
Yeah.
Who?
It doesn't matter. But anyway, I felt, after I said it, I mean, Alex looked over and said, maybe you shouldn't have said that at the table. And I said, well, that's my superpower. I mean, it was a joke. And, you know, right. We're going for the joke. I mean, you're at a table with Wendy Williams and Dr. Oz and people with big personalities. Right. The whole point is to get the biggest laugh, right? So I got the biggest laugh from most of the people at the table, except for one or two.
I'm interested to find out who didn't laugh. And I know you won't say it on the air, but I think that's funny.
But can I tell the champagne story?
Please do.
I didn't tell this on the air. It was off the air. Okay, so several years ago, Dr. Oz had a big birthday. And so we all went to his house. It was a huge dinner that Lisa Oz threw for him. And we took him this very, very, very expensive bottle of
Jay-Z's champagne,
Jay-Z's champagne.
Ace of Spades.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty expensive stuff.
Oh, it is. I'm looking at it.
How much is it?
There are different levels that you can get it, but this one says $499.
I think this one was more.
Yeah.
Actually, it was a special in a special box, whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, so we took him this special Jay-Z champagne in a special box. It was a limited edition, whatever. It was a lot.
Nice.
So Saturday night, he says, oh, guys, it's a special night. Let's go get some champagne. So he goes and pulls this box out and opens it up. And he says, Oprah gave this to me for my birthday several years ago.
Oh.
I'm like, great. And it's the box that we gave him. And Alex says, that's the champagne we gave him. But he thinks Oprah gave it to him. I'm like, so he, in his mind, never really gave us credit for giving him the champagne.
Sure.
Right.
So I'm saying, I gave him the champagne.
Right.
But Oprah got credit for it.
Damn that Oprah.
Why does she get credit for it?
She gets credit for everything.
She got credit for our champagne.
At what point did you say this?
I didn't say anything out loud.
Why?
I didn't want him to think that Oprah didn't give him the champagne. So obviously they got the cards mixed up. So I'm like, Alex is like, you should say something.
Yeah.
You should get credit for the champagne you gave him.
I'm like,
no, it's okay.
Dude, you're between a rock and a hard place, because if you say something, it's tacky.
Exactly. No. What do you say? Oh, by the way, Dr. Oz.
That wasn't Oprah.
Oprah didn't give you that. I gave you
that. Maybe you could have been like, oh my God, what are the odds that Oprah gave you the same champagne I did?
Yeah, I should have said
that. That's crazy.
I wasn't thinking.
Oh, okay, next time.
It's like, why? So Oprah Winfrey got credit for the gift I gave Dr. Oz.
This is nonsense.
And then I started thinking, well, what did she give him? Maybe, I bet it was much more expensive. Maybe I could take credit for that.
Or no, well, maybe she gave him something not as quite as something that he remembered. Yeah. And therefore, you got credit for that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if she got your thank you card, too.
So we're on the way home, and I said, so I'm talking to Alex about it. I said, damn it, that Oprah. Damn Oprah. She got credit for the champagne we gave him.
Right. Enough.
And then he looks at me and says, are we really having this conversation?
He brought it up.
He said, you are all ass hurt over the fact that Oprah got credit for the champagne you gave him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I would be too.
Nate, get Oprah on the phone.
Okay, if I give you a gift and it's nice, I want credit for it. Absolutely. I want you to know that I gave it to you.
Yeah.
I know, but sometimes you got to wake up and realize I'm in Dr. Oz's house bitching because Oprah is getting credit for the champagne I gave him.
I don't care.
Who can say
that sentence? You know what I'm saying?
Nobody. I agree.
What's scary?
Elvis, I am 100% on your side. I'd be simmering and bubbling over with anger. I would need that credit. God, somebody say something.
What, Brody?
It's a huge compliment that you gave him a bottle of liquor that he thinks is so good, it's Oprah level. That's a compliment.
Well, what's Elvis level?
Right.
I'm a friend. I mean, I'm not a celebrity like Oprah, but I'm a friend.
Whatever you gave him, he must think is above your status in life because it's Oprah level.
Damn it.
All right.
Were people complimenting it? Like, oh my God, this champagne's amazing.
I don't know if we ever had it. I just made me mad.
Is it possible you both got him the same bottle?
No.
No.
You sure?
No. I'm 100% sure.
He didn't have two bottles and somehow forgot?
Nope.
I don't know.
This is awesome.
I would have said something. I would have had to say something.
It's hard
Even if I would have pulled him aside somewhere other place, not in front of everybody. I just would have found a way.
You know, Dr. Oz, to be fair, I gave you that champagne. Mm-hmm. That wasn't Oprah. That was for me.
Right.
For me and Alex.
Oprah has a network. Let me have this.
Exactly. Yeah. Oprah has enough.
Exactly.
Why does she have to have credit on top of everything? Of the house? She has a house in Santa Barbara. She has
magazine,
a house in Hawaii.
A network.
A Forbes list.
She has everything.
Everything.
But by the way, Oprah's new list, her gift list just came out.
It did. Lots of ridiculous stuff on there.
Yeah, I'm going to go over that. All right, let's take a break. I'm going to get over this Oprah thing.
Okay. That's big of you. I don't know if I'd ever get over it.
Hey, you know, we went to see a psychological magic show starring Darren Brown yesterday. Look him up. If you haven't seen his special on Netflix, at the very least, look at some of his stuff on YouTube.
Okay.
He's great. He was awesome. I was in the second row, and I just knew he was about to, like, call one of us up to, like, you know, put us to sleep on stage or whatever. Thank God he didn't.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I would never volunteer.
Never. Anyway, so Darren Brown, D-E-R-R-E-N Brown. You looking him up?
Yes.
Okay, Oprah told me about it. It's weird.
Oh, shut up. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. If you're like me and you like a little naughty, crazy fun with your friends, go get the Telestrations After Dark board game. We love playing this game. You will too. Buy it today at Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you buy board games. Yes, it is Veterans Day. If there's a veteran in your life, make sure you give them your appreciation today.
Well, I have one. I appreciate him a lot, yes. It's my boyfriend. He's a vet.
So not only has he served our country, but you have serviced your boyfriend.
Absolutely.
He's fabulous.
Now, he is fabulous. He was a Navy diver.
I love that.
Yeah.
He's such a great guy, by the way.
Thank you.
And you add that extra layer of veteran.
Oh, yeah.
Now he's, like, pretty darn near perfect.
Super sexy.
I love that.
I think I'm going to post his veteran picture today if he's okay with it. He looks like such a baby in this picture.
Let me see it.
All right. I think you'll like it because he is wearing his uniform. I know you like uniforms. Look at this.
Oh, he's adorable.
No facial hair. I know, it's crazy.
So Veterans Day, a very important day for many reasons. I got to tell you something that's going on in Jacksonville, right, Frog?
Yes, coming up.
The Players Championship is just a huge event.
It's a huge event in Jacksonville. Has been there for many, many years. And what they do is, it's a golf tournament. And last year I was telling Lisa, like, hey, you want to go to the Players? And she's like, oh, it's golf. But then we went. And there is a huge event other than just the golf tournament, and they always do a huge thing for military.
It's not just a golf tournament; it's like a festival.
Yeah, it's like a festival going on, and oh, by the way, there's some guys playing golf at the festival.
So happens. Right. Like, the most boring part is the golf game.
Bringing it down.
Anyway, the Players is a big thing, but Jacksonville is, it's a huge, huge military presence there, and. There's more than 250,000 military living there, both active duty and retired. So Veterans Day has got to be, it's like a very, very heavy day there.
Very, very big deal. There's a big parade today, a lot going on. But every single year, the Players Championship Tournament always does a huge thing for military. And it's usually, they do Military Appreciation Day on the Tuesday before the tournament. This year, it is Tuesday, March 10th. Mm-hmm. And they've always done a big concert, and they do it right there on the iconic 17th Green. It's the big island green that's famous. And in the past, it's always been country acts. It's been Luke Bryan, Darius Rucker, Tim McGraw, Toby Keith, Jake Owen, John right. Party, Sam Hunt, those guys.
Who's playing this year?
This year, it's completely doing it differently. It is Grammy Award winning guys we are friends with, the Chainsmokers.
Oh, really?
Yes.
They're fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
And I was listening. I was in a meeting, and they said that last year they had, I think they were 8 subwoofers, they said, for the John Party show. This year, for the Chainsmokers show, there will be 40 subwoofers. So we are jacking it up.
That's a lot of subwoofers.
It's going to be a huge, huge show. And the Chainsmokers are really into military, and they're actually... they have ambitions for doing their own USO tour very, very soon. So they really are into military.
I love that. All right. So the Chainsmokers, playing the Players Championship. It's way bigger, like I said, than just a golf tournament.
Yeah.
It's a festival. So congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations on everyone who's going to be a part of that.
And there's so much for the military going on. There's a job fair on Saturday, March 7th. They'll be doing approximately 50 companies with opening hiring opportunities right there on site. They're doing a baby shower for military moms-to-be, for 40 moms. And then, of course, on Tuesday, March 10th, the Chainsmokers, and it's also a huge, huge, huge charity aspect. They've raised $100 million for charities, and just last year alone, they raised $9.25 million in charities.
That's amazing. Anyway, great announcement. I'm glad we can announce that.
Chainsmokers.
Is this the first anyone's heard of this?
This is. It's all going out on social media now. Chainsmokers, Tuesday, March 10th, and we'll have a trip to give away. You can fly and see the Chainsmokers.
Hey, speaking of Jacksonville and Florida, the Visit Florida free trip phone tap is coming up next.
Nice.
And they're going to win a trip to, I'm assuming, Florida.
Yeah,
right. So if you're in Florida and you win a trip to Florida, how does that work?
You can win a trip to another part of Florida
right.
that maybe you haven't been to before.
There you go. All right, so the Visit Florida free trip phone tap is coming up next. I'm so glad that the phone tap's worth something this week. Let's get into the three things you need to know. Gandhi, what's going on?
New technology on the way that can tell whether a person has used heroin, even if they've washed their hands. So they say just by this fingerprint test, you're going to be able to tell whether you've just shaken hands with someone who used it or whether you have it so embedded within your fingerprints that you use it all the time or maybe even deal it. They say that this is going to help cut down on drug dealers just by fingerprinting. I know, crazy. A lot of people freaked out over the weekend because the Instagram CEO announced that they are going to be testing taking away public likes. A lot of people like it. A lot of people hate it. I know Scary was very concerned about what's going to happen to his Instagram page if you don't get all the likes.
He won't have a reason to exist.
I don't know. I know, that's crazy. So they say it's, again, just a test to roll out in the beginning. You will still be able to see the likes on your own page. It just won't be public knowledge for everybody to see the likes. So you don't have to feel bad if your picture doesn't get a lot. Our web girl outside right now, she is pumping her fists. Apparently, she loves this. I don't know why.
Well, Allie likes
it. Yeah, she likes it. And finally, we know it's Veterans Day, and we love our vets. Lots of businesses offering discounts and freebies all the way from grocery stores to free auto checkups, haircuts, free food. We have posted the list at EDMS.com. So if you want to check it out, go there. We have it all for you.
ElvisDuranMorningShow.com.
EDMS.com.
We have an EDMS.com?
That's what she sent me. Yeah, that's where she said it was posted.
I think it's just ElvisDuran.com.
Damn it, Allie.
Allie, what is it? Do we have EDMS?
No, we do not. No, I just went there. It's Advanced Technology Solutions. No, that's not us.
No, that's way beyond our
pay
grade.
I'm going to go pull her hair.
All right, go pull her hair. All right, so your Visit Florida free trip phone tap coming up next.
I'm all waiting.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
So here it is, Monday morning. What did you put your Cholula on this weekend?
A taco last night.
Yeah,
it was great. Also, breakfast potatoes earlier in the day.
I put the Chipotle Cholula on macaroni and cheese this weekend.
Well, that's a good idea.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It gave it that smoky jalapeno flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go down the list of Cholula flavors that we know of anyway. Original flavor, they have green pepper, they have the new sweet habanero, we have chipotle, chili garlic, chili lime, and also, didn't you say there's a mango one out there in some areas?
Yeah, we've been getting reports that there's a sauce that we haven't gotten yet. I'm trying to track it down. We'll see.
Hell hath no fury. I will scorn those who have kept me away from the mango Cholula. We love our Cholula. Our Cholula's perfect. And you know, you can always tell it's the Cholula hot sauce because it has that wooden cap on it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Look, I have the entire rainbow of Cholula flavors in front of me. And I'm just looking for something to put it on.
Don't worry. We'll get you something in a little bit.
Are you living your life like me? Walking around with your Cholula in your holster ready to pull it out and pour it on something?
Absolutely. I use my food as a vehicle for sauce.
It's true.
That's it.
So Cholula, pick it up today like we do. And it really has made us better people, Cholula. Okay, your free trip phone tap. It's kind of funny how, you know, we talk about the restaurants we go to and stuff, and people listen like, oh, I'd go to that restaurant too. And,
oh, yeah.
Or next time I'm in New York, I'm going to go try that restaurant. So we were at Forlini's having dinner last night. Just a quick supper before we went home. I love the word supper, by the way. And this great couple came through and said, hey, my God, we heard you talking about Forlini's. That's why we're here tonight. I'm like, whoa. So they enjoyed it. And someone else said, well, hey, there's people in the dining room, because we always eat at the bar.
Yeah.
There's people in the dining room that know you. I'm like, oh, God, who's here? Ariana Grande's mom, Joan. And some of the family members are there.
Okay.
So we went in, and I hung out with Joan. I think Ariana has some shows in town next week. I think she's at Barclays Center or something. I don't know. So Joan's great. Of course, you know, she's Ariana and Frankie Grande's mom.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a wonderful person. So I went back into the bar after we hung out, and I said, hey, let's buy their dinner.
Aw.
Well, then Derek Ferlini says, well, she just bought your dinner.
So, that's awesome.
So she walked in. It's like, She said, I bought your dinner. I said, well, we bought your dinner. So we bought each other's dinner.
Well, that's nice.
I know.
You offset each other.
Do you ever go out to dinner with someone who, and there's a point to this. There's a point to this. Do you ever go out to dinner with someone and you want to buy, so you sneak to the bathroom, like, I've got to go to the bathroom. And then you go, say, hey, let me buy their dinner. Don't let them know. Don't take their credit card. Let me buy dinner. So my friend Dana and I, we get into fights over this. To the point where if we know we're going to wherever for dinner on Saturday, I'll call Thursday. We're coming in Saturday. I'm going to buy her dinner now.
Ah,
because
get the card.
We're like sneaky. It's like total sneaky, you know. At the end of the day, we're just trying to be nice to each
other,
right?
I think it's cute. That's how I have to be with my parents. Oh, my God. You try to pay for dinner in front of them, they act like you shot them in the leg.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Then there's other people you go out to dinner with, like Brody, for instance. Who, I mean, they fight to go to the bathroom when the check arrives. So he doesn't have to pay.
Is he one of the people that when the even split comes, he's like, I wasn't drinking any alcohol. I don't want to pay.
Yeah.
He's an itemizer. Oh, I had this and this and this and you had that.
Brody itemizes.
Elvis, you've gotten better about letting people pay, though, because you used to argue with me. But like on Saturday, I wanted to buy you breakfast. We had fun with you. I got to sit with you and spend time. And we were very happy. It was Lisa's birthday. And so the check comes and Elvis is instantly reaching for his wallet. And it's not the fake reach that some people do.
No.
It's the real reach. And I said, no, it's on me. He's like, no. I'm like, no, I want to pay. And you go,
I'm like, okay,
no problem. Go pay.
You know, because after a while, you realize it makes Froggy feel good.
Yeah.
Not only would it make him feel good if I bought his breakfast, but it'll make him feel good if he buys my breakfast.
Right.
It absolutely does. It's really, I try when I go out with you to pay, and you usually stop me. My favorite moment was I was with you and Alex, and there was just a round of drinks, and I put my card down, and Alex flicked it back at me and goes, what is that, a toy? I've never seen colors like that on a credit card. I was like, damn you, Alex.
And then Straight Nate always lets me pay.
No.
You're the cheapest bastard. You're worse than Brody.
Listen, I paid at least once. Maybe twice in all the times that we go. And you treat it... Listen, I remember paying because you made such a big deal about it. You're like, oh, look who's paying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look, let's blow the cobwebs off that credit card.
Listen, I have paid. Get me upset.
But how many times have we had lunch with each other? How many thousands
of times? Hundreds of times.
And you have paid twice.
Well, you know,
you owe me lunch. What's scary?
Elvis, you are the most generous man I know, but outside of you... I need new friends because what's it like to live in a world where people are fighting to pay for the check? Whereas every time I'm out with my friends, it's always like not only
they disappear.
The item.
The bill comes, everyone's like, "I'm not gonna." It's like kryptonite. I'm not gonna touch
it. And then someone gets shortchanged all the time.
What is this you just handed me?
Garrett just texted me that.
What? What is it?
It says Scary and Scotty are trying to get Elvis to pay for breakfast this morning.
I'm not buying your breakfast. Why are you?
So Scotty said to me earlier, he goes, listen, he goes, I do want breakfast. He goes, but what do you say we see if Elvis is feeling kind of generous this morning? And I'm like, I'm not going there.
Please.
I'm not going to, you know.
It's so funny how it's either you have to pay every time or you run away from the check.
Right.
But I have learned to be a little more generous in not paying for the check.
Yeah, can we go back to me for a second?
No. I'm bored of you.
Can I clarify? Elvis has expensive tastes. So if Gandhi and I were going to lunch, it would be like $40. But Elvis gets this really fancy wine and truffles on everything.
Like,
is it truffle season?
It is truffle.
Like
it is truffle
like,
season.
Who can afford this?
Truffles on everything.
He does. He gets truffles on his truffles.
I've truffled truffles.
You truffle on your butt?
Anyway. Should we do a free trip phone tag and move on?
Please.
I love Nate. Can we talk about me again?
I had to clarify because you're making me sound like a cheap bastard.
My favorite line. Enough about me. What do you think about me?
I want pancakes with truffle butter.
My God.
Thank you, Scary. Go
Truffle
away.
Butter. Easy on that one.
Here we go.
Elvis Duran of the Morning Show's free trip phone tab.
It's the Visit Florida free trip phone tab. You're gonna win 3-night stay in the Florida destination of your choice. Wow. And we're going to take care of air transportation, whatever. It's all good. Winter's on the way. Florida winter is the best winter, as you know. Sunshine, outdoors, or the rest of us are shivering. But even if you live in Florida, a trip to another spot in Florida is something you deserve. Let's talk about the Florida Keys. I love the Keys, right? Frog, we love it down there.
Oh, we love going to the Keys.
Key Largo, all the way down to Key West. You can relax outdoors. with an umbrella and you drank?
Isla Mirada, as I call it. I know it's Isla Mirada, but I like to call it
Isla
Mirada.
Isla Mirada?
Just to piss people off.
It worked. I just got triggered.
I see. I love Key West. We always have the best time. If I won this Visit Florida free trip phone tap, I would go to Key West. Mm. Anyway, if you want to skip the winter altogether, win a 3-month stay in Florida. You can enter today at skipwinter.com. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
They're giving away all summer?
All winter. They're giving away a 3-month stay in Florida. Oh my God, I want to win this. If you want to win it, go to skipwinter.com. All the info and rules at elvisduran.com. Skipwinter.com to win your 3-month trip to Florida. Or you can win a 3-night stay right now with the free trip phone tap. Be caller 100, 1-800-242-0100.
Don't answer the phone. Elvis Duran phone tap.
Froggy.
Yes.
It's your phone tap?
Yes.
You do great phone taps.
Today, Grace wants to phone tap her dad. He has a bad habit of picking up the house phone and listening on her calls. So we thought this would be an easy opportunity to mess with dad. So Grace just went on a job interview. I call as the employer who's trying to hire her. I want to see just exactly how bad she wants this job.
Right, let's see what happens in Froggy's phone tap.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking for Grace, please.
Hold on 1 second. Grace, phone.
Hello?
Hey, Grace, this is Jim Carlton over at the window sales company.
Yeah, totally. Hi.
We're going to do another round of interviews. I know that you came in and filled out the application, and we got a lot of applications for the job. And, you know, there's certain things that, you know, set you apart from other candidates. Okay. We'd like to set up a second interview with you, if that's possible.
Sure, yeah, anytime.
Instead of doing it here at the office, I'd like to set it up somewhere maybe off-site.
Okay. Where did you have in mind?
I've got a beautiful house. Maybe around 7, we'll do dinner. And I've got a pool. You can bring a swimsuit. We can hang out by the pool and, you know, just, you know.
What the see where, is this? What the f*** is this?
Hello?
Hang up the phone right now. What?
Grace?
Who the f*** are you? What kind of f*** is this you're running?
I thought you had hung up the phone.
If I find out who you are, I'm going to kill you. What the hell is going on here? What kind of company is this?
Oh, my God.
Are you working for porn? Is that what this? Grace, hang up the phone right now. Hang up that phone right now.
Who is this?
I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to kick the s*** out of you. Who the hell do you think you are?
You're embarrassing.
Who are you?
I'm getting a job.
What's your name? Who are you?
Grace came down and applied for a job. I'm just trying to do the right thing and give somebody a job who needs work.
And you think this is the best way to interview people for a job, is it?
Well, we already had the first round of interviews. This was for the second round. It was going to be a little more personal.
You this is the second round of interviews. People come over to your house for dinner, is it?
I'm just trying to do the right thing and help your daughter out.
It's the right thing. Help my daughter out by telling her to come over to your house and wear a swimsuit. You got awful quiet there, didn't you?
It's not exactly like that.
Did you not just tell my daughter to come over to your house for dinner and wear a swimsuit for a job?
Well, I mean, I wanted her to relax, have a good time. I wanted to see exactly how she, you know, how she acts
in
the setting.
My daughter will never set foot in your house. And if I find out who you are, I'm going to kick the out of you.
Well, the way job interviews work in this country, it's a little different maybe than what you're used to.
Oh, this country. Don't give me that, this country. I've been living here for 20 years. Tell you what, people from my country built this country. Don't give me that. You call this house again, I'm calling the cops.
Well, I'm just trying to give a poor, needing, hot chick, you know, a job.
Don't give me that. That's my daughter.
All right, listen, Braveheart. I'm trying to give your daughter
Braveheart,
an opportunity.
Braveheart, Scottish. I'm Irish, you idiot. What the are you talking about?
Whatever you are. I'm trying to give your daughter an opportunity here.
Well, she can live at home for the rest of her life before I let her work for a scumbag like you. Do not call here again. If I find out who you are, I'm going to break your neck.
I tell you where else I'll get a hold of her. I'll get a hold of her on the radio.
What the are you talking about?
This is Froggy from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, and you've been phone tapped.
Are you kidding me? I thought I was going to have to kick the shit out of someone first.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
Wow. A little editing on that one. He was great.
He's a little aggressive.
That was excellent.
Braveheart.
And of course, playing the part of Harvey Weinstein was Froggy.
Good job, Froggy.
What a sleaze.
It was a real stretch, you know.
Hey, look, if you have an idea for a phone tap, let us know all about it. Someone in your life is very gullible. It's pretty simple. Go to ElvisDuran.com and click on the phone tap link. We do phone taps every day. And that was a free trip phone tap. Thanks to our friends at Visit Florida. You could win 3 days, 3 nights, wherever you want in Florida. And I think Kim just did it. Kim, congratulations.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that I actually won.
You did. You got a 3-night stay in the Florida destination of your choice. We'll fly you there. We'll put you up there. Have a great time, okay?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Enjoy your time in Florida. Get out of here. Where do you live?
Thank you. I live in East Brunswick.
Oh, in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
You need this trip. You need this trip. Hold on one second.
I do.
Congratulations. Now, if you want to go to skipwinter.com, you could win a 3-month stay in Florida. Do it right now. And thank you for listening. We have another free trip phone tap tomorrow, thanks to Visit Florida. All right, Gandhi.
Yes.
Sitting in for Danielle today with the Danielle Report. What do you got going on?
Well, Cardi B chimed in on the whole thing that's happening with Instagram. So we talked earlier about how Instagram is saying they want to take away the likes aspect of it publicly. Well, Cardi B said, why are you going to take away the likes when it's the hate that comes in the comment section that's a lot worse? Which I think is interesting and very true.
That is a good point.
Yeah, Cardi B with the words of wisdom. Who would have thought? Oprah's Favorite Things gift guide is out. Elvis is probably going to touch on that in a little bit. Or do you want to do it now?
No, but go ahead. But I haven't looked at the list. Is it a lot of stuff?
A lot of interesting stuff that I think most people are going to look at and say, what? That's really expensive. The Dr. Sleep movie from Stephen King came out this weekend. It was a dud. It made half of what it was expected to with only $14 million. And the movie that Nate said was terrible looking, he gave it a 0-star trailer review. Yeah. Midway came in at number one. Kanye West wants to change his name. What to, you ask? He says he would like to go by Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West.
Okay. What name is he going to go by again?
Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West.
Why not?
I mean, that's great. If we're all just adding adjectives, that's great. What would you be?
Same thing.
Radio host genius.
No, I'd be Christian billionaire genius Elvis Duran.
Oh my God, that would be awesome. He'd be so mad.
I'd be broke ass Froggy.
Broke ass. I want to be Radio Baron Elvis Duran.
Oh, Baron. That's a good one. There aren't enough Barons in the world. Pat Sajak is undergoing emergency surgery because he had a blocked intestine last week. And Vanna White is going to take over the hosting duties, which I think is really cool, but people are outraged by it. They say she's just a letter flipper. How dare she?
She's a very, very nice woman.
She's an institution on that show.
She is.
I actually heard her autobiography was amazing.
Yeah, people leave Vanna alone.
Leave her alone. Miley Cyrus is having vocal cord surgery, which means she's going to have several weeks of absolute silence. In the meantime, I absolutely offer to fill in for her.
So you're going to fill in?
I would love to. If somebody wants to give me that chance, she can just write the things down and then I'll say the things.
Yeah, she'll write everything down on a pad of paper.
Yep.
She's on vocal rest. And you will do all the vocalization for her?
Cody Himkin, I love you. Got it. I'm all over this one.
You've nailed it.
Yeah. Tonight on TV, Stephen Colbert has Will Smith. Will Smith actually just posted his colonoscopy on his Instagram.
Nice.
And he said he found some polyps that he's worried about, and he wants to encourage everybody else to go and get themselves checked out as well. The Voice is on tonight, Monday Night Football on tonight, and Dancing with the Stars. They're having the boy band and girl group night with special hosts Joey Fatone and Baby Spice.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And of course, our love is radiating out toward Danielle and her family.
Yeah, I miss my girl.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've been listening, but her father passed away several days ago. Mm. And the family is just, they're heartbroken because this guy, he's the nicest guy. Roy is such a cool guy and a great dad, a great grandfather, and a good friend. I mean, he was just a super guy, and he left behind this legacy of the perfect family.
Froggy was talking earlier about how he said Danielle was his absolute world. He just lit up whenever he talked about her.
I mean, he loved all his children, absolutely. But I'm telling you, anytime he spoke about Danielle, man, he would go on and on. He just was so proud of her. He loved Danielle so much. And Danielle relied on him for everything. I mean, if Danielle got a parking ticket, she called Daddy. I mean, and Roy is just, he was a super, super human being. He really was a good man.
Absolutely. Without doubt. So, you know, when you hear that those words, thoughts and prayers, and it's like you hear it so much. After a while, it's like, does it really mean anything anymore?
In this case, it does.
It does.
Yeah,
without a doubt. So to Roy.
We love you, Roy.
If I had a cocktail right now, I would raise it high for Roy.
Yeah.
Let's have cocktails.
Okay.
Let's do it anyway. Anyway, to Roy and to the entire family. We love them so much. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Happy Veterans Day from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
If you're like me and like a little naughty, crazy fun with your friends, go get the Telestrations After Dark board game. I just love playing this game, and you will too. Buy it today at Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Barnes & Noble, or where you buy board games.
Meet the man who tells the same joke over and over.
Shut the hell up!
Oh, and I make love to that grilled cheese sandwich.
Wait, hold on. Did you say penis?
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
And today, we celebrate the service of all U.S. military veterans. Anyone and everyone who served in the United States Armed Forces, thank you so much. We appreciate it. I know that's a trite thing to say. We appreciate it. But I'm serious. This is a big day.
I agree. Celebrating my boyfriend. I think vets are so sexy, I have to say.
Me too.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, Memorial Day and Veterans Day are two different things.
Yes.
Memorial Day is in honor of those who have died while in military service. There's Armed Forces Day as well, but today is Veterans Day. And it's always observed on November 11th. Because it's the anniversary of the signing of the armistice that ended World War I, right?
Yeah, 11-11.
11-11, that's it. And there you go. We'll have a Veterans Day parade here in New York City today. And, of course, all big cities and small towns observing. Yeah. And I love it. There's nothing, I love going to a small town and see the community observing Veterans Day with their own parade. And I love stuff like that. I love that. I love the red, white, and blue of days like on days like this.
And yesterday was the Marine Corps' 244th birthday as well.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good to keep up with all this stuff because this stuff is more than just stuff. It's so important. What's that straight name?
It was signed at 11:11 a.m. on 11/11, with the significance being that, oh, the war to end all wars. We'll remember this day and time. And, of course, as time went on, there was more wars and
disagreements. Hey, so I surprised Alex with tickets to go see Darren Brown on Broadway yesterday. Darren Brown is, he's not a magician. He's a psychological magician.
A mentalist, right?
A little of everything.
Okay.
And you know what? I saw one of his specials on, I believe, Netflix not too long ago. And when I saw that he was in town doing his thing, I was like, let me get tickets. So Alex is like, I don't want to go see a stupid magician.
Oh, no.
Can you get Alex on the phone?
Sure.
Anyway, so I talked him out of, you know, I talked him into getting out of bed on Sunday. And we went to see Darren Brown. It was really, really great.
I really want to go see it now.
But he did say, when he came out on the stage, I'm glad you're all here today, but I'm going to ask a favor of all of you. I don't want you to talk about anything you've seen on the stage. So I will honor that. But I will tell you, he did some mind-blowing stuff.
Oh.
Darren Brown. D-E-R-R-E-N Brown.
I'm going to have to go see this. It's magic to adults. Trying to sell magic to adults is a hard sell. But when you go to these things, your mind is blown.
Totally blown.
I love it.
Hi, Alex.
Good morning.
Good morning. You sound all chipper.
Hello.
You're all chipper. Hey, did you enjoy your surprise, the Darren Brown show yesterday?
Let me tell you, it was the best magic show I ever been to in my life.
But it's not magic, though. You know what I'm saying? How do you describe it? I can't describe it.
Well, you know what? I was so, my mind was just wandering the whole time, and. He just amazed me the whole time I was there.
Yeah, I know.
I was in awe.
I was in awe. Awe. If you're in New York, it's awe. Awe. I was in awe. Anyway, great. But I was just telling everyone, I can't tell you what he did because he made us promise we wouldn't tell. Hmm. And I'm not going to do it.
No, we can't tell secrets.
Yeah, so you can see some of his stuff on YouTube. Actually, when I told you we were going, you actually checked him out and you saw some videos on YouTube, right?
Yes, YouTube. I watched him on YouTube. And doesn't he have Netflix, a show on Netflix?
Yeah, I think it's Netflix. I don't know. It was great. He says he's a mentalist and illusionist.
And illusionist.
We'll leave it at that. But he was doing some stuff that was, everyone was looking at each other going, how did he do that? And there was a guy behind me who, I'm not going to tell you what happened to him. Uh-huh. But he, this, you know, Darren did something and kind of read his mind or whatever. And I heard someone else having a conversation with this guy, and he said, I swear to you, I swear, he said, I haven't told anyone any of this stuff.
That's weird.
He read my mind. It was great. Anyway, did we have fun last night at Fellini's? We had a late night.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, I had a great time. Derek, you know, Derek and everybody at Fellini's is
It's Fellini's. It's not Fellini's. It's Fellini's.
I love it.
Four weenies?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so it was a great night. It was fun.
Not three, but four weenies.
Yeah. I left early and went home because I knew I had to get up. But you obviously stayed late.
No, not me.
Okay. All right. I love you. Go back to bed. I'll be home as soon as I sneak out of here, okay?
Are you kicking me off the phone?
Yes, I'm kicking you off. By the way, I get a text from Alex saying, I'm enjoying your show today. If I divorce you, is it okay? Can I then start winning prizes from Z100 again?
I'm like, no. What's the answer to that?
Because you give out great prizes, and I'm like, you know what? I don't get these things.
Well, you can't. You're related to me. Now that you're married to me, you can't. You're not eligible to win.
I know, and I'm so jealous. I'm like, oh, my God, Jingle Ball tickets.
You got the best prize. I am the best prize.
Well, I don't know about that.
Also, you weren't listening. I told a story about that champagne at Dr. Oz's house that he thinks Oprah gave him, that we gave him.
No. I remember for a fact we gave Dr. Oz that gift for his birthday.
I know. But then, he thought Oprah gave it to him.
Deal. But then when he made a big deal about Oprah giving him this, and remember I kicked you, I said, no, we gave him that.
I know. Like, that was from us, like, not Oprah.
No, we gave him that great gift.
I know. But Oprah got credit for it. Oprah gets credit for everything. Damn that Oprah. Damn
she really
her.
Does. She I has hate, enough.
I hate Oprah.
Wait,
I'm kidding.
Wait, let's call him up.
No, I'm not going to call him up. Anyway, go back to bed. I got to go. I got to love you. Goodbye. Yeah. Anyway, is Allie Brooke calling in?
Yeah.
Is she backstage at Dancing with the Stars?
I doubt it this time of the morning.
Oh, I don't know. They practice, man. They go hard.
I like her a lot. Anyway, she has a song out. I love her new song. We're going to talk to Allie Brooke in a few minutes. Let's get it on. Let's go around the room. Producer Sam.
Hi.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Yes and no. It was filled with a lot of people, but also a lot of hives. So that part wasn't great.
Hives, as in beehives?
That would have been nicer, sweeter.
What do you mean, hives?
I used a scented loofah, and I have very sensitive skin, so I should have known better. But it's been about a 6 to 7 day battle with itchy skin. So
Girl. If
I start freaking out, it's not a ghost, you guys. It's my skin.
Okay. Well, other than that, what's on your mind today?
Okay. So you know how you feel about people when you run into that person when you weren't expecting to. And on Friday, I was in the middle of a 5-hour shopping trip with my sisters and mom looking for shoes for my little sister's GD wedding. And we couldn't find the shoes, and I was so pissed and bored. And then I run into Froggy and Lisa in Macy's. And
of all the random things.
All the random things. And I just felt this weight lifted off my chest. I was so happy to see them. It made me so excited and kind of reduced some of my stress. And it just really reminded me, man, I love those guys.
Aww.
Like, I knew I was going to see them soon, but to surprise see them just completely, it was like a shot of coffee for my body. It was so nice.
Hey, make a note. I'm going to talk about family. You just reminded me of that.
Okay.
Gandhi, what's up?
I want to send a message to cab drivers and Uber drivers. First of all, I love you because you save my life all the time. But if I want to get into your vehicle for a short trip, please don't shame me for that. Because Sam and I did that over the weekend. We were going from one location to another.
Well, from where to where?
Where? Okay,
because
we went from...
You can walk, you know.
No, it's cold and people are wearing high heels.
Because Froggy did the same thing.
Also cobblestone.
Yes, no. Cobblestone.
Yeah, you're not doing that. So we went from the Greek to the Jane. Do you know how far that is?
They're like almost next door.
Hey, you're doing the thing they did.
Okay, I'm sorry.
am I
ride shaming you?
You are ride shaming us.
You're getting paid.
We get in the back and we told the guy where we wanted to go and he said, that's right here. We were like, no, it's not. It's around the corner. Nope, that's right here. Trust me, I'm not taking you anywhere. I'm taking you right around the corner. It's 2 feet. He was so angry that we were in the back of his cab for this short drive, but we paid him and he got a great tip. I don't see the big deal. What is the big deal?
Cobblestones are rough in heels.
Exactly. In
I'll
winter,
give you that because you know
outfits.
Me. Always wearing heels. I'm kind of on his side.
No, don't be.
Yes, Gary.
So this is the week Instagram is supposed to be testing hiding picture and video likes from public view in the United States. And at first, I had anxiety attacks about this.
Yes, you did.
But I got to now say, after thinking about it, it's a good thing because it's now going to take away competition and people are going to stop feeling inadequate about themselves, and it puts everybody on a level playing field.
Oh, come
on. I'm actually okay with this, and I want to go through with this test. I hope I'm one of the chosen people that have everything hidden.
Can I just say, though? If it's going to change your life to not look at Instagram likes anymore because you suddenly don't feel like you're competing with people, I feel like there are bigger issues going on.
I don't know. You know, I think scary, I know you're not, you're okay with it.
I'm okay with it, yes.
But popular people are very upset.
Zinger!
What are you bothering me like that for? Dude!
I enjoyed it. Say it again.
I mean, I'm still going to get to see it privately. It's just, you're not going to be able to see my likes. That's the only difference.
So now people, like, one time we had Diamond, our phone screener, she posted a picture of her and her family, and it didn't get enough likes, so she deleted it. So now that kind of stuff's not going to happen anymore.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a TV network. Like, if the ratings aren't high enough, we got to pull the show.
Right. She did. She pulled the picture.
Hey, so let's talk about family for a second. And, I think I take it for granted what we have here sometimes. I think we all do. We really do work with a family. We are a family.
Yes.
And so, you know, when something happens like what Danielle and her family are going through, I mean, we're family. Yeah. You know, we're there for her as she is always there for us, you know?
Always.
And if you're on your way to work right now and you're thinking, oh, God, you know, these people, I got to see them again. I just had a great weekend without them. And you know what? Then maybe you need to be working with a family. Maybe you deserve what we have here. We really have a fantastic life in this little radio show of ours.
Yeah.
We really do. And I know, you know, we've been tried. We've been challenged, you know, but we seem to have all come out the other end even better because of it. And so, look, family is not always blood. Sometimes, you know, I got to be honest, my closest family members are people I'm not going to 23andMe connect with. You know right. what I'm saying? We're not from the same line, you know? And my whole point is this. Don't take your family for granted. The people in your life who are there for you and you're there for them, it's great. Celebrate it. Look at you over there, Nate. Yeah. Even Nate.
Well, you consider me family? I'm on
it. Yes, I do. Brody. Even Brody.
Even Brody.
No, we're all family. You know, some of us have been working together for 20, how many years?
25 years.
25 years.
I say this all the time. So obviously I'm the newest member to this family and I've never worked in an environment where it actually felt like it was family like this. So I moved here. I had a couple friends in the city, but I haven't made really new friends in the city. And not once have I ever felt lonely because at some point, every single one of you is there for me for something. I live really close to Sam and Andrew and Scary and it's awesome. I couldn't have walked into a better situation. It makes me want to cry sometimes.
Well, you know, and you are a great example of a family member that I don't know. What I'm saying is, you know, Gandhi, I've overheard you talking when you didn't know I was listening in to other people. Like, I've had listeners. I've heard listeners talk to you and you talking back and having conversation. And I've heard you say, I could not be happier with where I am in life right now.
I couldn't be.
I love that. You say you love this job.
Love it.
You love us.
Yeah.
And You actually said you cry all the time to them too.
Do you really
cry all the time?
It makes me very teary because I've been plenty of other places and it has never felt like this. And it's just great to always feel like somebody has your back and that the people that you work with are on your side and you're a team and you're a family. And it's amazing. Best decision I ever made. I don't regret anything about this. And I don't think I've ever had a moment like that in my life where there was not any regret.
You know what? One of the awful parts about this week with Danielle being out and doing what she needs to do with her family and grieving and saying goodbye to her dad is, you know, Froggy and Lisa are in town. So we don't have the whole family here. She's, right. You know, if Danielle was here, if we were all here today, I would be like the proud papa.
Right.
You know, but I know that, you know, we're going to get together later for the wake and tomorrow for the funeral mm-hmm. and we'll all be together and we'll be there supporting our Danielle and her family. And I can't think of a place I'd rather be.
Nowhere. This is awesome. This place is amazing.
So, my challenge is this. If you're listening to us go on and on about how great we are. Sorry, I don't mean for it to sound like that. But you know what? Think about it. Who it is that's in your family. And when you actually say their names out loud to yourself, it's a great thing.
Yeah.
To hear you say the names of the people who are your family members. And like I said, you don't even have to be blood related at all. But, you know, do not take them for granted. All right? All right, you can scratch family off the list.
I'll do it right now.
Done. You know me. I go on and on and drone on and on. But I just wanted to give you something to think about. Hey, speaking of thinking about things, I was saying this earlier. We had dinner at Dr. Oz and Lisa Oz's house Saturday. And what a... Look, you know I love Dr. Oz. He saved my life. But beyond that, he does this thing at the dinner table where he whips out a sheet of paper and says, all right, here are some things that I jotted down that will give us things to talk about here at the table. So rather than just eating and, you know, whatever, you actually have stimulating conversation at the table. And he threw some concepts out there.
I like this.
One of my favorite one was, what is your superpower? Which, of course, I said something lewd.
I love that. That makes me so happy.
And, of course, you know, Alex said, well, yeah, that's a superpower until, you know, the teeth problem.
So now we know what the superpower is.
Exactly. But beyond that.
Chewing food.
But listen to some of these. I hope he doesn't mind me giving these topics on Dr. Oz.
I think this is great.
He sent me the list. Of the seven deadly sins, only envy is no fun at all. You have pride, gluttony, lust, anger, greed, sloth. So let's talk about them. So we all talked about what our favorite, most fun superpower.
Deadly sin
is. Of course, mine was gluttony. I love gluttony.
That's a good one.
Just eat till you explode. But glutton, you can be a glutton for punishment. Yep. Your definition of gluttony is...
Eating to excess,
doing something to excess.
Something to excess.
Yes. Anything to excess.
Could you explain sloth?
Well, you look in the mirror.
Oh, scary. Set yourself up.
Come on, there has to be something more to it than just like
laziness.
Oh. No, sloth. Oh, that's me. Yeah, sloth is just like just not getting it into gear. You know, just... Anyway.
All of the seven sins, except for envy, he's right. They are fun.
Yeah. Envy, nah. Then, okay, other thoughts that Dr. Oz brought up at the table. The bonds of habit are too weak to be felt until they are too strong to be broken.
Oh, geez.
Warren Buffett said that.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves. So anyway.
Talk amongst yourselves.
And so even though some of these thoughts are difficult to understand sometimes, it's in understanding them is a conversation. So he was just great. Just what a great host.
I'm going to steal all of these and throw my friends off when they come over.
And then he would look over at me. Hey, Elvis, in front of 12 people. Oh, I want you. You're into the music business, sort of, in radio. John Taylor from the group Duran Duran recently said, music greases the path. But is modern music less soulful than since not man-made? He was talking about how, you know, today everything's electronically made. But back in the old days in music, it was all instruments.
True.
Acoustic or brass, whatever. And I agreed with him. Because I think that music played on a guitar versus a synthesizer or a computer, you actually are a part of the instrument and the instrument is a part of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
The argument could be made, well, your computer can be an extension of you as well. But to actually strum a guitar, the acousticness of the guitar, the hollowness of the chamber that helps the sound come out, mm-hmm. you're a part of it. I mean, it's a part of your body. And I think John Taylor from Duran Duran was onto something.
So you agree with this thought?
I do.
Okay.
Do you agree or disagree?
I hadn't thought about it until right now, so I'll have to go and do a deep dive into this because I'm obviously into current music a lot. I think there is a lot of soulful stuff, but maybe it's not as soulful as the stuff before. I don't know.
Scary.
Yes. No, I'm with you because when you pluck a string of a guitar, you could pluck it hard or soft, and your feeling of what you're feeling right now in your bones and in your limbs, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
So you actually can play something with a lot of wrath, with some fear. So I totally get what John Taylor's saying. I'm with you.
Are you down with John Taylor?
When you program it, it's a keyboard. You got nothing. It's just kind of like it's on its own. You know what I'm saying?
I am only laughing at Scary playing the air guitar the entire time he talked about this. And the corner behind you, very crunched up. It was hilarious.
I'm just saying.
I like you were playing with wrath. Anyway, so, okay, the point. Okay, look. Okay, I'm going on and on. I'm droning on and I understand that. But my point is Dr. Oz is onto something. When you have your friends and family over for dinner or whatever, rather than just sitting there and eating and running from the table and watching TV, slow it down. Have some conversation. Prepare with some notes before you sit down. It was probably one of my favorite nights I've had in a long time.
Well, that's awesome.
It was, I mean, it was great having that conversation. Someone just sent a text. I'm so jealous of the relationship you guys all have with each other. My work situation sucks, which is why I'm having an interview this afternoon for a better job.
Proactive.
Get it.
I love that. Anyway, so this entire 15-minute segment, which I've gone on and on and on about different things, it has to do with one thing. The people that you surround yourself with and the time you spend with them, make sure it's quality time. Do things with each other. Don't just be in the same room as them. Be present for them. Have conversations.
Sometimes even when you don't like somebody, having those conversations might make you like them a little bit more. You might have a different perspective on where they're coming from and be able to understand them better.
Right.
Give it a shot.
Even if, let's say you're politically on opposite ends.
Right.
It's okay. Have a conversation about it. Maybe learn something. And just don't shut them down because they voted for Trump and you didn't. You know what I'm saying? There's more to people than just that. All right. We'll take a break. Have I talked enough?
Elvis Duran.
God, what is it with these people?
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
So lately, Cholula hot sauce has kind of been my jam. Actually, it's been my sauce. Not only does Cholula have welcoming heat, but it adds an awesome burst of flavor to my favorite dishes. So get out and grab the bottle with the wooden cap. Then tell your friends.
I think this is so cool. Did you look at Danielle's Instagram? What she posted 20 minutes ago?
It's so cool.
It's unreal. Yeah. Go to Radio... what is it?
Yeah, Radio Danielle Monero.
Yeah, Radio Danielle Monero on Instagram. Look at the video she just posted from her son's soccer game.
And read what it says, too.
And read what it says.
Yeah.
I just got this smile, ear to ear.
It's so cool. Awesome. Go Danielle. That makes me happy.
Yeah, me too.
And I like that she's finding little things to be happy about, too.
Absolutely. We're about to get into sound with Garrett.
Yep.
Also doing the Danielle report this week is Gandhi. And you're doing a great job, by the way.
Thank you.
What do you have coming up?
Let's see. Doing the Danielle thing. We have a movie that bombed over the weekend and Kanye West's new name.
Okay, perfect.
What's that?
Ally Brooke, we're going to talk to her. We're going to wake her up. I'm sure she's in L.A. because she's doing Dancing with the Stars, right? Yeah. And here's the thing. Before she gets on the phone, she is one of the best dancers this season. But for some reason, even though she's getting high scores from the judges, she's not getting the votes. Like it's two different contest going on.
And I hate that because that happens to the good dancers all the time. People think that they don't need the help because they're really good. But when you combine that you need the audience vote and you need the good score, the audience won't vote for them because they think they did well. And then they end up being in the bottom two, which is nonsense.
Exactly.
Yes.
So come on. If you like her, you need to vote for her.
Vote for her.
Vote for
her.
Anyway, we're going to talk to her and we're going to play her song and just coming up in a few minutes. But let's get into sound with Garrett.
All right.
Garrett.
What let's talk about some Wheel of Fortune controversy. So on Friday, the contestant was trying to figure out the puzzle and the puzzle happened to be drinking from a coconut. And she clearly said the letter B instead of the letter D for drinking. And the game itself, the judges heard the letter D and awarded her the puzzle. She ended up winning, but it put everyone in a tizzy.
Okay, let me hear it. So she has to spell out drinking from a coconut.
She has to say the letter D, but yes. She says B.
Okay, let me play. Here we go. Let me be the judge.
All right, you be the judge.
Here we go.
800.
B.
It's a B.
That's a B.
So they gave her a D. And then the puzzle was solved pretty much right after that, and then it gave everybody
800.
D.
1D.
Oh.
Are they stupid?
They have one job.
It's B. She said B.
All she has to do is listen.
Did you hear B?
I heard B.
So how did they make that right then?
They didn't.
Oh.
Oh.
Cause everybody a big uproar.
800.
D.
That is a B.
Yeah.
Pat heard D.
All right, what else?
Justin Bieber, he reviewed the Popeye's chicken sandwich, and it sounds like he's been hanging with Gandhi a little bit.
What?
All this hype on the Popeye's chicken sandwich. Let me see. Let me see what we got here. It's good, but it's not worth the hype.
Yeah. How stoned did you get him that day?
I don't understand what you mean, Garrett.
I don't know what I mean either. Madonna, you know, she's being sued because apparently some fans are upset that she's going on stage too late, around 10:30. So Madonna responded to those fans when she was on stage with this.
That a queen is never late.
Yeah, she's been late. Sometimes the queen is late.
All right.
I tell you, one year we went to see Madonna. It was supposed to start at 8, and she got on stage I think around 11.
That is absurd.
11:30.
Like, what's acceptable though to be late? Like,
it depends on how much you love Madonna. I think when you are a true Madonna fan, you know she's not going to be on time. It's just something you know.
All right, let's go over this. So this is trending online. So you know all those, when you sign up for a job, you have to watch those training videos?
Yeah.
So someone found the 1980s/90s Wendy's training video, and listen to how cheesy this is.
Wendy's coffee tastes so fine. Hot drinks really get you going. Warms you up when you feel you're slowing. Wendy's, we always serve it right away. Have a smile and have a nice day.
Oh, God. Ooh. I wish we had a training video here for our show.
We have one. We have a Corver training video, but not one for our show specifically.
No, we need one for our show.
All right, let's play a little game. According to Billboard.com, what is the most downloaded streamed Christmas song of all time?
Well, let's guess this through. The most downloaded streamed Christmas song. Someone would argue it would be Mariah Carey.
Yeah, right. I would think so.
But obviously, that's not the answer.
So. It actually is.
Oh,
it is?
Yeah. We all got right.
Did I just ruin your entire bit?
Thanks, Danielle.
Awesome.
Oh, right.
It is.
Okay, so the most downloaded and streamed Christmas song
of all time is this.
Oh, sorry. All right. Well,
I know, there was no other answer.
All right.
What else would you say?
You never know.
All right.
And then let's end on this. Last night, People's Choice, Sean Hayes set off everyone's Alexa when he was on stage.
Well, wait, you're going to play that? Because it's about to set off everyone's Alexa.
This is like Inception.
Then you realize you don't know what TikTok is, but go with it because you can always ask Alexa. Alexa, if you're listening right now, remind me to ask you what TikTok is later. And my apologies to everyone at home whose Alexas are going crazy right now. Alexa.
Oh boy. Stop.
That is not okay.
Let me fix it. Alexa, turn on Elvis Duran on iHeartRadio.
Oh, thank you, Garrett.
You're welcome.
It's fixed. Great. All right, and you're a good American. Thank you,
Garrett.
I tell you, you know, you brought up that story about the contestant on Wheel of Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
People are mad as hell texting in right now.
Absolutely, because that gave her the edge, and then she took the puzzle.
And the thing is, someone actually said, she knows she lied. How can she live with herself? She clearly said B when it was a D. Hold on.
800.
B.
That's a B.
What would you do if you were in her position, though? Would you say, I actually said B, but I'm going to go ahead and solve?
I mean, you can't even hide it.
No.
It's the most obvious thing in the world. I would be awesome. I mean, awesome. I would be honest.
Okay. I probably would, too, but I would still solve the puzzle. They gave it to me.
I know.
Whatever.
It's the other contestants. They got the D. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure they'll have them back on there.
Hey, is Allie on the phone?
She is.
Good morning, Allie Brooke.
Hello. Good morning.
Listen to you. You make me smile just hearing your voice. I love you.
Oh.
So, where are you? Are you in Los Angeles right now?
I am, yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's early.
It's the middle of the night.
Hey, it's worth it for you.
Oh, honey, I love you. No, look, I'm glad you're on the phone because we were talking about you and Dancing with the Stars this morning. Here's the thing. Allie is a fabulous dancer. You have been kicking ass. You had a perfect score the other day. I mean, you're doing really well.
And so, oh, my gosh, thank you.
So people assume since you're doing so well that they don't need to vote. And it's like, you know this, right?
I think so. Yeah, that's the thing. It's very important to vote, especially if I get, you know, really good scores, because it matters. Every vote counts, even if I get, you know, amazing scores. So please vote for us tonight, guys.
Yeah, tonight's the night. Tonight, it's perfect timing that you're on today to remind people to vote tonight. Hey, so how difficult is the season of Dancing with the Stars for you? Is this easy for you to do, or is it really grueling?
Oh my gosh, no, it is definitely not easy. Well, the thing is, I had a little background of dancing, you know, and some harmony and my own solo stuff, but I just really did not have much experience. I mean, I had no experience doing ballroom dancing. It's so wildly different. And even before, when I was in the group, people would make fun of me for my dancing. So clearly, aww, I wasn't the best. So it's really tough. But at the same time, I just really can't believe how far I've come.
Wow, good for
how
you.
How well I've done.
I just
really, honestly...
if someone ever if someone ever came up to you and said, "Oh, you know what? I think I want to Dancing with the Stars." I mean, it's not to be taken lightly. No. It is a difficult gig. It's not easy.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you're in it every single day. There's no days off, even after a show day. And I haven't had a day off since before the show. But I seriously, I've been having the time of my life. I've been having so much fun. I've learned so much, not just about dancing, but about myself. And my confidence has grown so much. I've made so many friendships and memories. It's really, you know, it's a lot to take on, but it's so worth it, in my opinion.
Good for you. And at the same time, your song Higher, which I'm going to play in a few minutes, by the way. Hope you don't mind.
I know that
really pisses you off that I'm going to play your song.
No. Oh, totally.
Once Dancing with the Stars is done, what is next for Allie Brooke?
Wow. So I definitely have a lot coming. New music will for sure be on its way. And I will have some more announcements after that. So definitely be on the lookout. Maybe on finale night, you'll hear something from me. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
I like that teasing. It's like, yes, and I have an announcement. Okay, well, obviously you're not going to tell us now. Obviously, you're like,
I would love to.
You're making us all curious. Well, look, I'm going to play Higher in a second. I just want to remind everyone, watch Dancing with the Stars tonight and make sure you vote for Allie. If you don't vote for Allie, I can't be your friend.
Right. I'm going to set an alarm and vote, even if I don't watch it. How about that?
Yes,
no,
please.
You need to watch it, though. We need to support her.
Being biased, I'm going to vote.
Look, Allie, have a beautiful day. I'm going to play Higher, and as soon as we hear the announcement on finale night, we'll go from there, okay?
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Elvis. Thank you all for supporting me.
We always love talking to you. Have a great day, Allie.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, I got to play her song. She's so nice.
I would want to be on Dancing with the Stars simply because they get you in such good shape. You see their bodies transform from the first episode to the last episode.
Right.
I could do that.
We had her on stage with us in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah.
She's so nice. Anyway, I'm going to play Higher coming up. But first, let's get into the Danielle report. Danielle, of course, out. Gandhi is in. What's going on, Gandhi?
Sesame Street's 50th anniversary celebration happened on HBO over the weekend, if you care about that. I am not a huge Sesame Street fan, but I used to be. It looked kind of cool. Oprah's Favorite Things gift guide is out. Elvis wanted to know what was on it. You have an $848 espresso machine, $195 lighted makeup mirror, a smart dog collar, complete with an activity monitor and GPS tracking. I think that's kind of cool.
That's a good one.
Yeah, in case your dog takes off, you're going to know what's going on.
No, I put it on Alex.
Oh, totally different. And a 6-ounce bottle of hot sauce that costs apparently $35. There's also a $1,600 exercise bike. All of her favorite things. We know they're always a little bit ridiculous. Dang you, Oprah. She's getting all the credit for all the things this week.
Did you just use the word dang?
Well, I didn't want to curse, but yes.
I love the word dang.
Dang it, Oprah.
Dang it.
Cardi B says, taking away the likes on Instagram, sure, it's going to solve a little bit of a problem, but it's the comment section that's way harsher toward people. So unless you take away the comments too, who cares about the likes? And I think I might agree with her on that one. Nobody ever gets offended that I don't get offended if you didn't like a picture, but sometimes right. When people leave the crappy comment, you're like, oh, really? You had to go out of your way to do that? After gaining and losing weight for a bunch of different roles, Christian Bale says he's done. It's too hard on his body. He doesn't think he wants to do it anymore.
For this role he's in now, he lost how many pounds?
70 pounds?
70 pounds.
Yeah, apparently. He's done a lot of that, though. In that movie, The Machinist, he was like emaciated. Very, right. Very thin. That can't be great for your body. He's done it a lot of times. He says, I don't think I want to do it anymore. Understandable.
Whenever I'm starting to get kind of puffy, I always tell people I had to gain weight for a role.
Good for you.
You look like you've gained some weight, Elvis. Yeah, well... The director told me to.
Kanye West is thinking about changing his name to something awesome. He wants it to be Christian Genius Billionaire Kanye West. So
why not?
Yeah, why not? We can all change our name to something ridiculous. The movie Dr. Sleep was supposed to crush it this weekend. It did not. It was actually supposedly a bomb. It brought in half the money it was supposed to.
Hey, so did anyone see it? Do we know anyone who saw
Dr. Sleep? Anyone?
Dr. Sleep? Anyone? Dr. Sleep? Anyone? Anyone?
See, right. And that is why it bombed.
That's the problem.
Not one person of the 30 people in here saw it. Miley Cyrus had vocal cord surgery. Her recovery is going to include weeks of silence. So don't expect her to be saying anything anytime soon, but I'm sure she'll still be on social media. Pat Sajak is undergoing emergency surgery. He had a blocked intestine last week. Vanna White is going to be taking over as a host on Wheel of Fortune. We all think it's cool, but a lot of people are outraged. Who would have thought this was the week of Wheel of Fortune rage?
I know there's a lot of rage.
Yeah,
first of all,
separate
that
stories.
Contestant clearly cheated, and they let her.
I'm torn on whether it was cheating.
And now they're all mad at Vanna White. She got away with it.
Right.
That's slimy.
She did get away with it. But I mean, if you're in her position, might you do the same thing?
What if Pat Sajak said, rather than, like, do you want to buy a vowel? Do you want to buy a bowel?
I mean, sometimes things happen. Oh, and that crap happens. Get it?
Yeah, sometimes jokes don't work.
Hollywood Bleeding by Post Malone back at number one. Do you just want me to keep going or let that sit?
Yeah, just keep going.
Okay. Fresh Off the Boat ending after this season. The Soup is coming back to E! With a new host.
That's cool.
And if you like Billie Eilish, you can get free tickets to her tour by fighting climate change. Check out Global Citizen for how you can do it, but she wants to ban plastic straws and make sure all her fans are bringing their own water bottle. Tonight on TV, Monday Night Football, Dancing with the Stars with our girl Allie Brooke, The Voice at 8 p.m., and producer Sam says if you're watching Netflix, you have to watch The End of the Effing World.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You want to tell the joke again?
No.
Try it again?
I totally ruined a really great joke.
I mean, I like a good bomb better than
same
like
as
a...
if It's the same as if Pat Sajak would have asked you to if you wanted to buy a bowel. I still can't do it. I cannot tell that joke. Brody, tell the joke.
Brody, do it.
Well, it was in reference to him being ill.
Yes.
So I said he's having a problem going to the bathroom. I guess he wants to buy a bowel.
Oh. So I totally messed up. I messed up the meaning.
I blame Brody. He probably gave you bad timing on that one.
No, I totally effed that joke.
I am not going to miss you.
That was my fault. All right, let me play Allie Brooke and Matoma. This is called Higher. I like that. She's great. Anyone?
Yeah, she's awesome.
Anyone, is anyone listening?
I was just talking about how much I liked her last song, too.
She's great. Love her. Yeah. Make sure you watch her on Dancing with the Stars tonight and make sure you vote for her.
I say set an alarm even if you don't watch it.
Thank you.
Hi.
Well, hello.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
And now, straight Nate to tell us more about why he loves Telestrations After Dark.
Oh, it's our favorite game.
Yes,
I can't believe it. We actually get paid to talk about it. They shouldn't even give us money because we'll talk about it for free.
Hey, well, hey, no, hey. No, yeah, calm
we'll,
that down.
We'll take their money.
Okay, that's fine. Telestrations After Dark is the game that you play after dark because it gets a little bit dirty. So, for instance, let's say I have test tube and I draw a test tube. I pass it to Gandhi. And Gandhi looks at this thing and guesses?
Penis.
Penis.
Yes.
That's how the game always turns out.
That's just, what his test tube looked like.
They should just call this game Draw a Penis.
Right.
They should, Elvis. Can we get that? In the-
No, there's much more to Telestrations After Dark than penises.
Yes, much more than penises. You can draw any sort of body part, and people will guess what it is.
Boobs are also very popular.
Very popular.
Yeah. And toilets.
Yes. Thank you, Elvis. So if you're like us and you like to get a little crazy playing board games, go to get Telestrations After Dark. Or any version of the Telestrations board game. Don't wait. Go to Target, Bed Bath & Beyond, Barnes & Noble, wherever you buy board.
Text us at 55100. Standard data and messaging rates may apply. It's Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
I give you the world famous Nate.
Nate?
What?
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
How you feeling?
Better. I guess okay. It's a Monday. I don't think anybody feels great on a Monday.
I feel great.
A lot of people don't know what Nate does. I mean, I don't even know what he does half the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
I will tell you, Nate is the senior executive producer of our show. And we do very well. As far as radio shows go, yeah, we do well.
We're pretty successful.
Yes, yeah, we are. And you know what? And a lot of that is due to your hard work behind the scenes.
Oh,
and
well,
you
thanks.
Keep me together. You keep all of us together. Don't we all agree, Nate?
He's like a cat herder. Yeah. I don't envy the things he has to do sometimes.
I'm like the fireman sometimes.
You are.
I put out a lot of fires.
I think... I'm not saying you look tired or anything. I just...
Well, you can ask me because I'm exhausted. So yes, I am. I do look tired and I feel tired.
I was thinking, well, what can we do for Nate?
Oh.
Because Nate does so much for us and you have a thankless job.
Okay.
And it doesn't pay all that well. So what I'm thinking... I don't
know where this is going.
By the way, he gets paid a lot of money. I'm kidding.
Tons.
I would like to give you a gift.
Oh. Really? No. Well, that's sweet of you, Elvis.
I'm going to give you a trip to Hawaii. Scary, where's my
no.
music?
Okay.
Oh. And they'll be playing this song when you land.
What's this? This is a scam. You don't just give me a trip to Hawaii.
I'm giving you a trip to Hawaii. I have a way to do that. I had to do that, and I've got connections. You're going to fly into Oahu, Oahu, and you're going to go to Maui.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes.
Well, because I... Is he... Are you guys in on a joke or something?
What?
Can I... I'm not doing this because I'm jealous. I promise. And I'm not trying to rain on everyone's parade.
You're about to screw this up.
But are what? You not supposed to gift it to someone else if
anyone
gets a
gift
in here?
That doesn't count. That was only like artists or something, right?
Didn't we I thought it was anybody who gets any gift in here has to gift it away.
She's right.
Because I was really mad about it and I'm not jealous. I really want you to go to Hawaii. But...
Well, as you know... We're working with Pepsi.
Wait,
it's the season of gifting it forward.
Are you? Did you do this just so that you would that I would have to gift it forward? Is this your sick,
yes.
cynical?
Yes.
Did you do this?
But see,
I hate you.
He said yes.
But there's more to it than that. You see, not only are you going
to get... there's really a trip to Hawaii?
May I? Yes. I'm giving you a trip to Hawaii, and you, in the spirit of gifting forward for the season, and with our friends at Pepsi. You are going to gift it forward. But at the same time, don't I get credit for giving you the gift?
No, you don't get anything.
Yes, no. You should say thank you for that trip to Hawaii.
No.
Nate, this according to the rules, you're supposed to be doing this happily.
No, I'm not doing this happily. I set this damn thing up. Are you setting me up?
That is not.
This is you're seriously.
That is not the spirit of the gifting it forward season.
This was awesome.
You know what? I was having a rough day.
No, but
I had heart surgery. I had a stroke last year.
You did. You did.
Happily, Nate. Happily.
You did. You happily had a stroke. But look, here's what you got to do. Think of it as it's good for you. It's actually good for you to gift things forward. You actually do receive when you give.
So you knew that this was going to happen when you...
Yeah, pretty much so.
I like it even more now. Sorry, Nate.
You know what? I can't win.
He was so happy.
happy. His little face was so happy.
Okay, so I want you to gift it forward. Okay? It's a trip
to
Hawaii.
Do I have to? Can I just keep it? Isn't there something in the rules that says, like, I think I could keep it.
No, no, we're moving on now.
No, we all said we were.
Brody, you have a great idea. What's that?
I have a great idea. Nate was sick last year, and he missed like 3 months of the year.
Yes.
And while he was out, I filled in for him. So I feel like I should fill in for him on this trip. He should gift it to me.
No.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
No. Nice try. I can't have it. Nobody can have it.
I'll see.
I'm sorry.
That is a sour way.
Nobody in this room can have this. If I can't have this trip, nobody can have it. Okay. In this room.
You know, by the way, this is all supposed to be done. Like,
I don't care. I'm upset.
Okay. No. Yeah, please.
Sorry.
We're supposed to be in a good mood. We're supposed to be. This is supposed to be a fun thing.
Okay.
So you're going to gift it forward.
Yeah.
And when are we going to do it?
Fine. I don't know.
Wait,
now?
Wait,
I think
hold on.
The rules say we have to do
up.
It now.
Everyone's lining up. Yeah, come on in. Yes, Diamond and Allie, what can we do for you?
I think that Nate should gift this to me.
Oh, no.
Oh, I mean, you said no one in the room could have it. So Allie and I being behind the glass, come on.
Stop it. No, I'm not giving you my trip.
Okay.
Nobody gets it.
This is
in
backfiring.
This building.
This is backfiring. Okay, we got to move forward.
I think technically the rules say we have to post it online. And
okay.
If it's like the one that Louis gave us.
Yeah, Louis gave us the trip to London, to Louis Tomlinson, to see him perform and to have dinner with him. Uh-huh. You're gifting forward a trip to Hawaii. And make sure, if you want to win this thing, you need to post on social media using hashtag giftitforward and hashtag Elvis Pepsi sweepstakes. And tag our show at Elvis Duran or at Elvis Duran Show.
Yeah.
You don't have to. This is big of you.
Yeah, you don't have to gift it forward, but you're going to gift it forward.
You don't have to, but you totally have to.
Just don't gift the stroke forward. Just the gift.
What?
Scary.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying.
Okay, thank you,
Strokes
Scary.
Strokes are not contagious.
Scary. For all details and official rules.
Can we just send Scary on a trip and get
for all the details and official rules, visit ElvisDuran.com. By the way, this is supposed to be a joyous thing. You're supposed to say, hey, thank you for the gift, and I can't wait to gift it forward.
Listen, it had been a different day, Tuesday or Wednesday. I wasn't feeling great today, and you just like pulled the rug out from under me.
I'm so happy.
Again, for all the details and how you can win the gift that was gifted forward from Nate, the trip to Hawaii, go to ElvisDuran.com.
Yeah,
and we love you, Pepsi. This is a great idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're regretting this by now because you're being so...
Listen.
Such a little sad sack.
I... Listen. What?
There goes his high pitch. I love it.
I won't... never mind. Talk about it
all
later.
All right. Oh, my God. We are 45 seconds away from 9 o'clock if you're listening to us live.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to end the show early today because Scotty is on... Extreme Couponers.
Yes.
Or whatever. What's the name of the show?
Extreme Couponing.
Yeah. What show is this? What channel is it on?
It's on TLC, and they're running a marathon right now for some reason. And my episode starts in a minute.
In 20 seconds.
Oh, 20 seconds.
Yeah,
oh,
I know. So can we just cancel the rest of the show and go watch Extreme Couponing?
Fine with me. I'm not going to Hawaii, so it doesn't matter. I don't care.
How many years ago was that? This is an old show.
That's the thing. Please don't make fun of me because I'm on my BlackBerry in this episode because it was in 2011.
Yes. Whoa. Truman was president.
Exactly. But they still run it.
All right. Now, speaking of Scotty, as you know, he and Andrew do Serial Killers, our favorite podcast. And so you have a new one on now?
That's right. This one just posted. It's the current incarnation of General Mills' Star Wars serial because of the new movie that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about Star Wars because I've never seen one of them, not one.
Okay.
Then we've got Crispix from Kellogg's, which you're very angry about with me because the box is very tall and it does not fit in the cabinet.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's kind of weird like that.
So you're doing Crispix, Star Wars cereal, and...
And Honey Kicks.
Honey Kicks.
Yes. It's an obscure Kix variety, but it's delicious.
There you go. For extreme couponing and serial killers.
And I got this all for $1.50.
Got it!
Which is about 50 cents too much for all of that.
Exactly.
Anyway, so extreme couponing on TLC right now. And of course, you can always check out the podcast, Serial Killer.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Scotty B, everyone.
Scotty! I have questions now, though, for him.
Yeah, what?
Because
what?
He got all three of those boxes for $1.50, and he's always bitching that nobody kicks in for the cereal, to eat the cereal, so I've been giving them money, and I think I'm overpaying.
You want to hear a story about someone who has totally shafted the system?
Who?
Tony Mollet.
Oh, yeah.
Our friend Tony Mollet. Can we talk about this next?
Yeah.
Next. Coming up next, Tony Mollet. Totally ripped off, I think, Lowe's.
One of those large home improvement stores.
I can't say Lowe's.
I thought it was Home Depot.
But was it Home Depot? Who did you rip off? Home Depot, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
one of them. I'm not giving anything to this.
Come
no.
On, Tony.
a hardware store.
Yeah. Okay. But they know. So they know that you ripped them off.
Yep.
All right. We'll get into that in a minute. But then it gets crazy. Okay. Well, I got to take a break. I have to go watch Extreme Couponing. So if you need me, I'll be in there watching that. Thank you so much, Lieutenant, for calling today. What can we do for you?
I thought I'd give you a call and give you an air horn salute this morning.
You're going to give us an air horn salute in the convoy?
Yay! Happy Veterans Day from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Hello? This thing is just falling apart. Hey, why are you recording this? Oh, there's something big's about to happen. By the way, I told you I had dinner. I was at a dinner party the night, and we were going around the table saying what our superpowers were.
Yeah.
And I gave mine. It was a joke.
Okay.
It was a sexual thing.
Okay.
Well, now Rosanna Scotto's on Good Day New York on Fox 5 talking about my superpower I talked about and how people at the table were offended.
Oh, no. She can say this stuff on TV?
No.
Oh.
No. But apparently I offended people at the table.
Lame. I would laugh. Very, very hard if you said
and
that.
And I was kidding. That's not a superpower, is it?
I mean, kind of.
Excuse me.
I think people have made a lot of money off of that. Look,
Kim Kardashian.
There you go.
That was her superpower.
Right?
Right.
I read three books by one girl who was a video vixen, and her nickname was Superhead. Three books. I read all three of them. They were all garbage.
You pretty much divulged what my superpower was.
No, I was just, that was just her nickname.
I just said it was like a funny line, and I threw it out there.
Right.
But there was someone else at the table who called someone else the C word at the table, and they're more offended at what I said than when someone called someone else the C word.
Are we allowed to guess who called who the C word?
No, I don't want to. No.
These I are think all, it's these far are more all, offensive.
These
the
are
C-word.
All people who are, you know, on TV. They're all TV people.
That's hilarious.
Yes. Someone at the table called someone else at the table the C word. And then
were they
I said,
playing around?
Would you please pass the broccoli? Well, no, I think she was trying to be funny.
Oh.
Calling the other person the C word.
The C word is way more offensive than your superpower.
I know.
Way more.
So how dare you become offended that I say that, you know, I do that really well as my superpower when someone else called someone else the C word and they got away with it.
This is ridiculous.
Anyway. Okay, let's talk about Tony Mollet. So you were at Home Depot, Lowe's, one of those places.
One of the stores.
How come you can't say what it is?
Because I just don't want to divulge that information.
Oh, well, so boom. Okay, so you went to buy what?
I went to buy a miter saw.
A miter saw.
Yep.
And how much are those?
Around $400. You can get a cheap one for like $200, but I wanted like the middle of the road, so it was about $400.
Okay, so what happened?
So I went to the hardware store, and as I was price checking everything, I noticed that one was priced at $42. So I thought it was a mistake. It couldn't be real. But I still put it in my cart, and I went up to, you know, the checkout.
Right.
So as they're checking out, the lady rings it up, and it comes up as an orbit sander. Now, the orbit sander is about $40.
Okay. So the miter saw was mislabeled.
So the lady all suddenly was like, this isn't right, this isn't right. So she calls the manager. So I knew it wasn't right, but then I started to pretend that I was getting really pissed off. When I wasn't, because I knew it was wrong. You know, I got things to do. I got to get out of here. So then the manager comes. Another manager comes. The guy behind me sees that I'm getting this for $42. He sends his guy to go grab two more. So now they're in line. So then everybody's like, what's going on? What's going on? So then other people go to grab more miter saws. So now it's a line of people with miter saws. And now I'm yelling because I got things to do and I got to get home.
Well, I know. And they're all going to screw it up for you.
Right.
You probably
right.
could have snuck out with a
$42 miter saw.
Exactly.
Right. So they stop everything. Everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. Managers are telling everybody, line's closed. Line's closed. Go change the price.
Wow.
I got away with a $42 miter saw.
Yeah, Tony. Game in the system.
Everyone else.
This is why I go to self-checkout, by the way.
I know. I was trying to be honest.
But I know.
Sort of.
But Brody says, no, you screwed it up. What I would have done is I would have bought two. And I would have thrown away the receipt and then take it back and get the full price. right?
Which is thievery.
Which is thievery.
I just like to think of it as a good idea. I didn't say I would do it.
Oh, yeah, you did. Well, I would do it. Yeah. Oh, come on.
No, I'm not a criminal. How is that of being a criminal?
I mean, didn't put the price tag on it.
I took a chance, but the hardware store, being the nice store that they were, gave it to me because it was their mistake, not mine. Right?
Oh, I guess so.
Were you the only one? Did all the other people get their saws?
Nope.
Oh.
See,
I was the only one.
This is where I get yelled at because I'm too honest. I would refuse to pay $43 for a $400 miter saw. I feel like it's going to bite me in the ass eventually.
Yeah.
And I would say to the manager, please charge me the real price for this saw.
Oh, no, not me. I acted like I had no idea what was going on when the whole time I knew.
Yeah, that's a rich people attitude.
Yeah.
No, charge me the $400.
See, no, but here's the thing, too. It even
wouldn't you?
No.
Gandhi, you would pay $43 for a $400 saw?
Absolutely, I would.
Yeah. But see, it took me about a month to even get in there to buy the saw because it was such a high-end item, and I didn't want to spend that much, and I was like, do I really need this? But I needed to build a bar in my basement, so it became a necessity. So after contemplating this and price checking about 100 of them, I ended up getting it for $42. So really, karma was on my side.
Yeah, I mean, if you would have switched the price tag, that's bad juju.
No, I would never do that.
It was just a mistake.
All right.
No.
So, yeah. So now I have a miter saw, and I build a beautiful bar in my basement.
And guess what? And I think a little less of you today.
Oh.
You're a scoundrel.
Rapscallion. Right.
What?
Break.
Oh, okay, take a break. You know this is radio. You have to say the word. No one can see. All right, I'm going to take a break. Garrett's phone tap. Is it Garrett's phone? No, Froggy.
No, it's Froggy.
Froggy is a great phone tap. We're going to play it for you next.
This is Ariana Grande.
Hey, what's up? It's Halsey.
What's up, guys? I'm Khalid.
With Elvis Duran and The Morning Show.
Sponsored by State Farm. Talk to an agent today about combining your home and auto insurance at 1-800-STATE-FARM or by visiting statefarm.com.
Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran. The Elvis Duran phone tap.
I love a Froggy phone tap. Froggy, what's your phone tap about today?
Well, today, Grace is phone tapping her dad. I call as someone who she just did a job interview with, but her dad has a bad habit of answering the phone and listening in on her phone conversations.
People still do that?
Yeah, so he's not very happy with the manner in which I'd like to schedule a second job interview to see just how bad she wants this job.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens with Froggy's phone tap. Let's listen in.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking for Grace, please.
Hold on 1 second. Grace, phone.
Hello.
Hey, Grace, this is Jim Carlton over at the window sales company.
Yeah, totally. Hi.
We're going to do another round of interviews. I know that you came in and filled out the application, and we got a lot of applications for the job. And, okay. You know, there's certain things that, you know, set you apart from other candidates. Okay. We'd like to set up a second interview with you, if that's possible.
Sure, yeah, anytime.
Instead of doing it here at the office, I'd like to set it up somewhere maybe off-site.
Okay, where did you have in mind?
I've got a beautiful house. Maybe around 7, we'll do dinner, and I've got a pool. You can bring a swimsuit. We can hang out by the pool and, you know, just, you know.
What the f*** is this? What the f*** is this?
Hello?
Hang up the phone right now. What
Grace?
Who the f*** are you? What kind of f*** is this you're running?
I thought you had hung up the phone.
If I find out who you are, I'm going to kill you. What the hell is going on here? What sort of company is this?
Oh, my God.
Are you working for porn? Is that what this... Grace, hang up the phone right now. Hang up that phone right now.
Who is this?
I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to kick the f*** out of you. Who the hell do you think you are?
You're embarrassing.
Who are you?
A job.
What's your name? Who are you?
Grace came down and applied for a job. I'm just trying to do the right thing and give somebody a job who needs work.
And you think this is the best way to interview people for a f***ing job, is it?
Well, we already had the first round of interviews. This was for the second round. It was going to be a little more personal.
You f***ing the second round? This is the second round of interviews. People come over to your house for dinner, is it?
I'm just trying to do the right thing and help your daughter out.
It's the right thing. Help my daughter out by telling her to come over to your house and wear a swimsuit. You got awful quiet there, didn't you?
It's not exactly like that.
Did you not just tell my daughter to come over to your house for dinner and wear a swimsuit for a f***ing job?
Well, I mean, I wanted her to relax, have a good time. I wanted to see exactly how she, you know, how she acts in the setting with this.
My daughter will never set foot in your f***ing house. And if I find out who you are, I'm going to kick the f***ing out of you.
Well, the way job interviews work in this country, it's a little different maybe than what you're used to.
Oh, this country? Don't give me that, this country. I've been living here for 20 f***ing years. Tell you what, people from my country built this f***ing
country. Don't give me that. You call this house again, I'm calling the cops.
Well, I'm just trying to give a poor, needing, hot chick, you know, a job.
Don't give me that. That's my daughter.
All right, listen, Braveheart. I'm trying to give your daughter
Braveheart,
an opportunity.
Braveheart, Scottish. I'm Irish, you idiot. What the are you talking about?
Whatever you are. I'm trying to give your daughter an opportunity here.
Well, she can live at home for the rest of her life before I let her work for a scumbag like you. Do not call here again. If I find out who you are, I'm going to break your neck.
I tell you where else I'll get a hold of her. I'll get a hold of her on the radio.
What the are you talking about?
This is Froggy from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, and you've been phone tapped.
Really? Are you kidding me? I thought I was going to have to kick the shit out of someone first.
The Elvis Duran phone tap. Have an idea for a phone tap? Go to ElvisDuran.com. Click on the phone tap tab. Tell us what you want to do.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Give me a headline or two. Gandhi.
Oprah's list of her favorite things is out just in time for Christmas. She's telling you how you can spend all your money on some stuff. Kanye West wants to change his name to Christian genius billionaire Kanye West. That's exciting for all of us. The movie Dr. Sleep bombed this weekend. Christian Bale says he's not losing any more weight for upcoming roles. And Miley Cyrus had vocal cord surgery, so you're not going to be hearing her voice for weeks and weeks. I volunteer as tribute to step in for her.
You should, because you sound just like her.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Gandhi.
You're welcome.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
I've always loved hot sauce, but now with Cholula in my life, I love it even more. It's filled with unique flavor and just enough heat. What's not to like? So grab your bottle of Cholula, the one with the wooden cap.